foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra, uninterrupted, unadulterated, live PM presentation on this very day, the 27th day of December in the year of our Lord 2014, wherever you are. I know it's actually 28. I have lost that track of time. You must forgive me. It is the 28th of December, Sunday, the 28th of December. The time now here in London is exactly 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. In Biafra land, my country, my home, the scepter, the holy land of the descendants of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam, the children of the sun. The time there now is 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. We have Biafrans all over the world who are listening to us, those of them who are dedicated. These are genuine hardcore Biafrans. Those of them who have come in truth and honesty to serve their land, to worship Chukwu Abiam in truth and honesty through Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you, especially those of you in the far eastern part of the world who, despite all the odds, despite the fact, those of them who have never seen money in their lives before, who saw one or two chicken change coming out of our defense fund, decided to steal it. There will be a day of reckoning. They will all pay. Don't worry about that. They will pay. And there will be no mercy, as the barrister will say. That same devil today that is tempting you to steal money belonging to Biafrans in the future, that same devil will not be there to save you. I can assure you. Our march is relentless. That is why we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially, as I have mentioned earlier, our beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, those of them who are genuine, who are resolute, who are determined, those of them that understand that by remaining steadfast will Biafra come. We welcome each and every one of you right across the face of the planet. If you are listening to us from California in the USA, I think your time now should be very close to 6 minutes past 11 a.m. in the morning, I believe, still of Sunday, the 28th of December in the year of our Lord 2014. We must start, as always, by offering praise, thanks and adoration to Chukwu Abiam. Therefore, our prayer is the same always. Chukwu Abiam, the holy creation itself. The reason why we call him Okike is because he is creation. Before the inception of man, Chukwu Abiama existed. The only way man came here was to separate light from darkness, was to remove darkness. That was why he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. As that light was coming, so we are his children from heaven, of which we are the very prime example of them. That is why we are the children of the sun. That is why we bring light wherever we go to. That is why when there is gloom, when there is desperation, when there is marginalization, when destitution abound, we restore hope. We give people a sense of belonging. We make them understand that this very work we are doing is not that we may get glory on this very earth, but that the name of Chukwu Abiama may be praised in the land of our ancestors forever and ever, the same way that Chukwu Abiama himself intended it. That is why I can bet my life on Biafra coming, because Biafra is a divine creation ordained in heaven. And if you know that the words of Chukwu Abiama never, ever, ever comes to pass, instead heaven and earth will. If you know that his words are yea and amen, never changing year to year, month to month, week to week, day to day, hour by hour, then you will understand that the promise made to us about the restoration of all our inheritance if we return to Chukwu Abiama will be fulfilled in our lifetime, because Chukwu Abiama is God and not man. That is why Biafra will come. If you are privileged, I use the word privileged, if you are lucky enough to be a genuine Biafran working tirelessly and assiduously hard towards its restoration, then you are a blessed child of God. What we do manifests in this life, not in the afterlife. What we say to you is that Biafra will come in our lifetime. We are working very, very hard to ensure that that happens every blessed day of our lives. What we are making abundantly clear to you is that the knowledge of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama through your association with this broadcast on a daily basis, is what can guarantee you closeness to what you're looking for. And that thing is Biafra, and Biafra will come. Therefore, I welcome each and every one of you. And as I do so, I ask you to go out to evangelize, go out to tell people, print leaflets and flyers. Tell people to listen to Radio Biafra. Don't beg them, don't convince them. There is no need for that. We need 100 men at the front line, hardcore. We need reservists who will be at the background, giving them every support that they need, that this kingdom of God may be able to manifest in our lifetime whilst we are here on this very earth, as promised. Because Chukwu Abiama is God, because he commanded us to worship only him and no other, and we have stuck very rigidly to that very edict. Because we abide by it, because there will be no osu, there will be no discrimination, everybody will be born equal, and we'll have the same rights, the same access to every amenity, to every infrastructure that Biafra land can provide. That is why we know that Chukwu Abiama have indeed blessed this very endeavor, that we are without fear before our enemies as a result of the glory of God himself and not that of man, that we speak the truth always without fear nor favor, not minding the consequences as a result of the spirit of Chukwu Abiama imbibed in us, that we will go forth and do no wrong, that we will continue to do this very work, recognizing that there are those of them who are less privileged than we are. We must remember those that died fighting for Biafra. We must remember the innocent men, women, and children who we are starved to death by the British, who we are killed by Gowon and Awolowo, by Buhari, by Obasanjo, by Haruna. Those of them that did nothing and they died because they are Biafrans. They died because they are the children of God. They died for no other reason than they are Christians. They died because they are different. They were killed because they are hardworking. We honor them. We remember them every blessed day. And we say to Chukwu Abiama, remember that they were your creation. You asked us to come and we have come. You will not let shame befall us because we call upon your holy name morning, noon and night, even when men cannot see our hearts, when people are not there to see what we are doing. We always use your holy name as the bedrock of all that we do. You that see the hearts of men all the time, only you can determine if we are liars, if we are cheats, if we have done anything to bring shame and dishonor to your magnificent name through Biafra. Chukwu Abiama, you will destroy us. But if, on the other hand, we have remained faithful to your word, we have remained resolute, we have worshipped you as you commanded us in Exodus chapter 20. If you are God, which we know you are, Chukwu Abiama, you have seen us and we are without blemish. Despite all the shortcomings of man, our hands are clean and our hearts are pure. You will bless this very endeavor because you are God. You never change. Your word says that heaven and earth will come to pass than your word to change. And it is on that very word that we anchor everything that we do. And say that because you are God, shame will not befall your children. You will not allow that to happen because you are Chukwu Abiama. Therefore, every honor, every glory, every adoration, every praise that our lips can muster, every strength that we have to kneel in prayer to your wonderful and most magnificent name, we ask you to accept it. Because we don't want any praise. We are mortals. Only you is immortal. Therefore, we want every praise and every honor, every adoration to belong to your holy name now and forever. That in the end, your will may be done as prayed by Yeshua when he was offering thanks to you as he was on this very earth. Therefore, we pray also that your mercy will abide with all your children, those of them who are... Not Hausa Fulani people. We said your children, those of them by bloodline who are your creation. You will bless them one after the other. All of them who were circumcised on the eighth day after they were born or thereafter. You will bless them. Remember your covenant with Abraham. Remember you said that by this very sign, I will know that you are mine. I will covenant with you. And the physical manifestation of that covenant is circumcision of the foreskin. That is your word. And we have been practicing it till this very moment. Therefore, you must bless us. Don't mind our shortcomings. Or the sins of our fathers do not visit upon us because our eyes have now opened to acknowledge your magnificence and your glory. People say to us, we mix religion with politics, and we say to them, Biafra is nothing apart from religion. Biafra is an ideology. Biafra is a philosophy. Biafra is a way of life. Biafra is the only way through which you can be close to the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. Anything we want to do, we accomplish the things that are almost impossible to do by any other group of people here in IPOB. On Radio Biafra, we accomplish it not because we possess any extraordinary strength, but because Chukwu Abiama is our God. That's why we do what we do. And this is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, wherever you are, tell your friends and your family. Gwaha, tell them to go to satellite. Tell them to go to CHK 97.6 FM, Biafra FM for that matter. Tell them that we are online on radiobiafra.co. You will tell them that we are also on tuning.com. Tell them we are on ipob.org. Tell them we are on rblworld.tv. You will also tell them that we are the indigenous people of Biafra around the whole world in our respective places of abode. We answer to Biafrans in that area collectively as one indivisible body, one indefatigable entity. We are the indigenous people of Biafra, and under our watch, Biafra is going to come. There will be the devil. Even during the time of Yeshua, the devil tried. At the time of Adam and Eve, the devil came. And given that Biafra is a divine project, they will come out. All the workers of iniquity, they will come out. They will be disgraced one after the other. They will return from whence they came in shame and in utter humiliation. Because Chukwu Abiama is not man, it's God. This is Radio Biafra. Before we proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, I must say that we have our lines open for those of them. We need 1,000 people in the USA and the whole of the North of America, 1,000 people in Europe, and 1,000 people in Africa to contribute $100 each towards this very effort we are making, because we don't want what happened to us in the past to happen to us again. We want to be prepared. We want to remain resolute. We want to remain determined. We want to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. And for us to be able to do that without resorting to criminality, the best thing for us to do is to collectively and individually contribute to this very effort. Our sister, Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo, resident in Atlanta, Georgia, USA, made this recommendation live on Radio Biafra. We obliged her and said we are going to do all we can. The number for you to call, please, it is entirely anonymous. The number for you to call is +1-301-455-0460. If you want to support this very effort with $100 only, we want it from 3,000 people spread across the whole world. 1,000 in the Americas, 1,000 in Europe, and 1,000 people in the whole of Africa. $100 each to +1-301-455-0460. Do not be deterred. Be very, very resolute. Call that number and we will tell you what to do, and we take it on from there. February is round the corner. The election is fast approaching. That time is coming. We have been asked not to say much on the air, and we don't intend to. There are other people clamoring and saying they want to do the same thing that we are doing. And we are saying to them, you try to run a radio station like us, did you succeed? So what makes you think you can attempt what we have been planning to do for a very, very long time? You will not succeed. You are wasting your time. This is Radio Biafra, ordained by Chukwu Abiama himself to come here to preach his gospel. The number once again, for those of you wishing to avail yourself of this very opportunity to serve your country in the best way that you can, is +1-30. You must call this number, 001 or 0091 if you're calling from the Zoological Republic. The number once again is 001 or +1-301-455-0460. 1,000 people in Europe, 1,000 in America, 1,000 in the whole of Africa, from Morocco to South Africa, from Djibouti all the way to Bakassi in the Cameroons. Everybody in Africa, you are free, if you can afford it, to avail yourself of this opportunity to support this very effort. +1-301-455-0460. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. Our lines will open, and when they open, people will understand how truly global we are. We are everywhere around the planet, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, you must tune into Radio Biafra. If you come here, you will learn things you have never learned before. If you come to Radio Biafra, the spirit of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama will be with you. If you are honest and truthful person, you will even begin to perform signs and wonders because the Spirit of God will be with you. This is where we are. This is where the children of light congregate because we represent enlightenment. That is why we say the things we do the way we say it, because we bring enlightenment. I'm a mean here, preacher. That's what we bring. And through us, the world is learning. Everywhere is Biafra. Everybody. Everywhere you go to is Biafra. Why? Because of you. You made it possible. Anytime you go somewhere and they are saying that Radio Biafra is fantastic, IPOB is magnificent, it is because of you. And you must continue. Do not relent. Never ever relent. Because my obligation, I don't know for you, is to the dead. On Dinjo, one day, 1 hour, people that died without committing any crime, those of them who were killed for no other reason than the fact that they come from Biafra land. That's why they were killed. For no other reason. The same way Jews were killed in Europe. Why? Because they're Jews. There's no other reason for it. That is exactly how we are also despised. That is how they hate us. And we share one thing in common with the Jews. We are the children of God. That is all. They will try to kill us. It is our responsibility, therefore, to ensure that we survive as a race. If we stay and keep quiet and do nothing, they will destroy us. I warned about Boko Haram in 2009 when most of you knew nothing about them. I warned our people dabbling in the zoo politics that they will come out in shame and disgrace. If they cannot vote for Nnamdi Azikiwe, if they cannot vote for Ekweme, why, what makes you think they can vote for Okorocha or any other idiot for that matter? They don't like you. They do not like you and can never ever like you. Therefore, what are you doing in the zoo? In a Nigerian name again. They will kill you. And if we don't respond, let nobody try and blame us. Somebody is asking us, his name is Okorum. He's asking us to repeat the number that I was calling it so fast. The number is +1. If you go to your phone, you see the sign plus or 001 if you're calling from any civilized part of the world. If you're calling from the animal kingdom, that is the zoo, it is 0091. That is how they call from there. Or +1, which is better for those of you who are digitally aware. 001 or +1. The number is in America 301-455-0460. I repeat, +1 301-455-0460. And again, 001-301-455-0460 is the number to call. Only 1,000 people in Europe. After that, we close the door down. 1,000 in America and also 1,000 in Africa. There are those of them indicating interest from Asia and they have been pardoned. They can also join Africa to be able to contribute. 1,000 people in each. Ekwensu Gabia, the devil will always come. Ekwensu Gabia, enwunwa. Ekwensu will not come in the likes of, say, a snake or whatever. No, it will come in the shape of people bearing Igbo names, perhaps, or Hausa or Yoruba. They will try to convince you not to go for Biafra. They will try to pollute your minds. They will try to see how stupid you are. I want you to refer the same Satan to the scriptures by saying that the devil, Lucifer, did exactly the same thing. When Yeheshua was trying to bring mercy and grace from heaven and call it down to this very earth, the devil came and said, can you turn a stone into bread? Knowing fully well that this is the Son of God. Knowing fully well that this Son of God can perform miracles. He still said, can you turn it? The same way that this same Lucifer went into a serpent in the Garden of Eden and said to Eve, oh, don't mind what you're told. Try and eat that apple and see how nice it is. The Lucifer we are talking about can never come in person. They will always send people from Bilia Human Rights Initiative. One day you are APC. The next day you are lying about African Union membership. And God will punish them. Their families will be shut down because they are evil. If you try to play games with the lives of people, over 6 million of them dead, then you don't deserve to live. You and your family will not live. Because you are evil. They will come bearing evil names. They will send you text messages in the inbox. They will call you on the phone. If you are stupid, you will fall. Yeshua was not stupid. By Yeshua, I mean Jesus Christ. He said, Satan, go behind me. Can you give me Biafra? The answer is no. How dare you then tell me not to do all I can to make sure that the kingdom of God is replicated on this very earth? Because it's not us that said it. When Yeshua was praying, he said, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That kingdom of God is Biafra. If you feel you are educated, you come out for a debate. Only 3 points I'll give you. You'll be convinced that Biafra is the kingdom of God upon the face of it. If you know any other place in this world that people answer literally, the children of the kingdom of heaven, you tell me. Omuanigwe. If you know any other group of people, including Israel, where a village answers Umuchukwu, where my mother comes from, in Ihe Ntume, then you will tell me. Ihe meaning light, of course, not Ihe. Ihe, light, visible. Then you will tell me. Biafra is special. You don't know, but I know it. And Barrister who has joined me knows that as well. We are exceptionally special. It is my responsibility, that of UCHMFO, Barrister Mamezu, Engineer Anya, and Uchenna Siebu, to remind each and every one of you of this very fact. You may be hopeless and stupid, bouncing around in wretchedness and poverty. If you lift up your eyes to embrace the grace from heaven, you will be redeemed. Biafra will come and your dignity as a human being will be restored. Your slave status to our Safulani people on the Nachinama will be removed once and for all. Because you are a child of God. Of Chukwu Abiama. I state categorically. The barrister is with me. The very eminent as they come, as distinguished as they come, as learned as they come. I have him beside me all the time. The very distinguished barrister and attorney at law. Attorney at law. Attorney at law, Barrister Mambis is with me. Barrister, please go ahead. We are waiting. We are listening.
Good evening, Director Onwa Biafra.
Hey, Gade.
Good evening. Good evening to all of you, Biafrans. Brothers and sisters, wherever you are residing in, which country you are staying, east, west, north, or south, we greet you. We greet you every day. Anytime we come on air, we salute you. We thank you for the ones you've done for us. All the help, support. This is our core beliefs, that once you thank somebody for what they have done previously, they will be glad to do more. And we don't stop thanking you. Regardless of the situation, regardless of what others are saying, we can never stop thanking you for all your goodness. Not all of us are bad. But those few ones, we keep talking until they change. That is why we keep talking, so as to change our people, so that they will stop disgracing us. I had former governor of Anambra State, when Uchenna was broadcasting this morning, saying that you either choose Biafra, you either choose Nigeria, or everywhere we're born. How dare this man say this? Instead of him to say, damn Nigeria, and Biafra should come. He said, choose Nigeria or the whole place. Oh, no. I was disappointed.
The wife is Yoruba. What do you expect?
No wonder. When UCHMFO was reading this director, I was boiling. Huh? A comment from an Anambra ex-governor. Yes, look at this.
Yoruba.
Ah, well, this is it. That's how they come. You either choose Nigeria, or no, it was very disgraceful. Coming from an Igbo man. These are the people why we talk angrily on the phone. We talk angrily here on Radio Biafra. These are the people, our own people, an Anambra man. is talking stupidly, instead of him to say, damn this contraption that expired last year, and is telling us to choose Nigeria or the whole country. Of course, the country would disintegrate and disappear.
But that's what
that
we
is
want.
Why we are.
Isn't that
is why we already have Biafra director.
Yeah, of course.
Disintegrate and disappear. That is our aim, that's our focus. And that is our goal. It is for that contraption that has killed our people. Jonathan is there, he doesn't care. All he knows is donate money, donate blood, and share money and share blood. Our aim is to destroy something that was not governed by Chukwu Abiyama. Few human beings decided to create that contraption called Nigeria to our own detriment, to the detriment of anything Biafra. It's not for our own favor, but some of our stupid people are enjoying the proceeds. Few of them. And this ex-governor is telling us to embrace Nigeria or everything will scatter. It will scatter this year. The things we give it next year. The die is already cast. What's he telling us? Follow Biafra Peace wherever you are, gathered together. Put your radio on, transistor, FM, whatever it is, internet. That's what we are on Skype. You will get us on satellite. You will get us everywhere.
We are everywhere.
The only radio station director that will preach up, preach down, preach in the middle.
Of course.
We haven't got money. We don't have anything. But the power of Chukwu Abiyama is piloting Director Biafra. Oma, he is everywhere. Nobody can stop him. He preaches innocently. Most people bring allegations, but he's still going on. Doesn't stop him doing what he's doing. Because Satan will be set against him, but you know what? None of them will touch him. The amount of people that pray for this guy is over and above those who do not like him. That's why he is growing on a daily basis. He is succeeding daily. You can get envious, but yet you are still listening to Radio Biafra. This is what I find very ironical. You are like us, but you're still listening. Director, anything we talk at this time, all of them are quiet. All those who write Facebooking, they are quiet listening. After which, they start passing our comments. They start writing it. Now, if you say you don't like somebody, you reject and reject whatever around them. But they don't like what we're doing here. They are still listening. Radio Biafra command the highest amount of listenership. We are not boasting about it. Reception loquito.
Everywhere. The largest broadcaster of this kind anywhere on the...
Everywhere. You can never.
We have been in the worst of
three. Do we have two directors, Oma? Buruburu. We don't have two of you. We don't have another Uche before somewhere. Anywhere. We don't. Or do we have another COC? We don't have another OB, the OBNU. Or is it Martin
Chilobe?
Or is it Professor Odenibo, the only man with the wicked golden voice? When he talks, people will turn attention. Radio Biafra is one of its kind. There is no equation. You cannot say, okay, reference to this. There is no reference. We just sprang up from nowhere via Chukwu Abiyama, who ordained this to be established. And you know what? I'm so glad. Others are joining us. People from Trinidad and Tobago, people from even Somalians are listening. Congolese are listening, Director. This is not for Biafrans only. This is worldwide. We are making inroads. I'm happy. You say something is not good, yet it's drawing people around. This is not good, but people are flocking in. So what do you say to that? Fellow Biafrans, please, remain fixed. Remain focused. Do not turn away. For we have a mission, and that mission is restoration of Biafra. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Barrister. Very erudite and very eloquent as always. I consider myself privileged to be surrounded by those of them helping to pilot the affairs of the wonderful people of Biafra. I am indeed honored. And they have never failed. I'm very, very happy and glad that the inner core stays the same all the time. They never fluctuate. And sometimes when you put things together and an idiot decides to run away with our defense fund, which is normal, given that the Igbo people. I look at it as just a minor challenge. Somebody reminded me and said that you are pursuing cattle in Achwehi. Along the road, cockroach appeared from nowhere, flicking the antenna, and said, please, can you follow me? I am here to stop you from going to get that particular cow. You are pursuing a cockroach. Cockroach, you can't eat it. You can't do anything with it. It cannot solve any problem, cannot fulfill any particular purpose. Do you start chasing cockroach, which even other animals don't even eat apart from ants? Or do you continue to pursue what you're pursuing? We will come back for the cockroach. We will not squash it because it will make so many mess. So much mess will be made of it. And it will die. I can assure you. Because there will be no forgiveness. As barrister said, the Ekwensu that is moving you about now will not be there to save you. Go and ask our enemies because we always win. Every fight we go into, we win. Eventually. Eventually we prevail. Ask our enemies. I told Owazurike in 2009, by the time I finish dealing with you, you will no longer grant any live press interview. He has not spoken for 2 years. And he will never speak until vultures devour his flesh. I told him you will live to see the miracle that is Biafra. And then after that, vultures will eat your flesh. You delegate your soul. When I speak, write it down somewhere. That when it happens, you know it is correct. And anytime I tell you to bring your paper when you are listening to Radio Biafra, some of you don't do it. If you have not done it before, I am asking you to do it tonight. I need you to go and get your papers ready. Because here, you attend the finest institution known to mankind. Radio Biafra is. There was a time I said that the British establishment are Muslims. My own deputy, UCMFO, did not agree with me. And for good reason as well. Other people said, oh, maybe it is... I went on to recite historical facts and antecedents of the British that led me to believe that they are sympathetic to Islam. Some of you did not quite understand me. But I also went on to tell you that anything I tell you on Radio Biafra, write it down because eventually another source will come to corroborate it. I don't know how many of you heard when I preached on this noble and sanctified platform that the British establishment, that they are Muslims and that the British people love Muslims because covertly they believe in Islam. Some of you thought I was joking. I have a headline for you this evening, not from Radio Biafra, but from the Sunday Independent here in the UK. Independent, another reputable, respected news media organization. Do you know who is Winston Churchill? Maybe most of you don't know. But he is the greatest man that ever lived, according to this very generation of people. They conducted a poll, including the great engineer, Isambard Kingdom Brunel, that built the British railway system, the bridges that you can see, the most beautifully captivating architectural masterpieces you have in this very land. Built by Isambard Kingdom Brunel. They named Brunel University after him. Churchill beat Brunel to second place. Churchill was voted the most influential, the most popular, the most loved and respected British man. But do you know that Churchill was also a secret admirer of Islam? Today the letter is out. Sir Winston Churchill's family begged him not to convert to Islam. I know where you are right now is an earthquake. There will be an earthquake because here we trigger it off with facts and figures. I told you on Radio Biafra that this place is the very tabernacle of truth and justice. If you listen to Radio Biafra, everything that comes out of our mouth is gospel. Eziokwu Chineke ka bụ. Sometimes when we speak, we are led by the Spirit. We open our mouths and things come out. After a while, events will begin to justify those utterances. That was how I knew that Chukwuebem is with us. I told you that the British people are sympathetic to Islam. Remember a man called, when I speak, write it down afterwards, you can Google it. Lawrence of Arabia. The British man that helped the Saudi people, who are basically nomads, moving cattle from camel from one place to another, into becoming independent from the Ottoman Empire. Lawrence of Arabia. I told you about how these same British people helped Bosnia-Herzegovina, an Islamic enclave, to become independent, how they are helping Kosovo, how they helped Albania, how they supported Islam to kill fellow Christians who are Biafrans in West Africa. Do you remember? Do you remember when I told you that the British never, ever in their history supported the emergence of any Christian nation to be independent? Remember that it was the British that decided to hand over Palestine to Islam, hand over the land of Israel to Islam, before the Israelis blew them away from there with dynamite. It was Britain that was sitting in the Holy Land. It's called the Palestine Mandate. They refused to allow the ship called Exodus to berth at Haifa port, carrying displaced Jews from Europe. It was the British who were in charge. The British were conniving with the Jordanians. I am giving you historical facts to justify what I said, that the British are naturally predisposed to Islam. I have the most definitive proof involving their most famous son, at least in the last 200 years. This is Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. If you are listening to us, you are privileged. Some of you should be paying to listen to Radio Biafra, because with the news you get here, you don't get it anywhere else. That is why idiots and lesser mortals cannot replicate what we are doing. There is no other place you will go this very night or morning or afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. You get this type of news. It is impossible. Definitive proof that the British are naturally predisposed to Islam. And that is why Islam will consume them. The reason why I'm touching upon this is because they supported that was Fulani Islam to kill us. If you go to their pictures, another assignment for our people this evening. This time around, Uchame, for my deputy. There is a picture on Radio Biafra Forma, if you're listening, of Tony Blair meeting Hausa Fulani people at Downing Street, having top-level meeting with Hausa Fulani. I need that picture tonight. Our admin, you are working for Biafra, which means hard work. After all, I don't sleep at night. Hard work. Go and find me that very picture. There is a picture of Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of Britain, in cabinet with Hausa Fulani people, including the Sultan of Sokoto, in England, here at number 10 Downing Street. I need that picture to buttress what I'm saying, that the British will always support Islam and Islam will consume them. A letter has been revealed, written by Winston Churchill's family, telling him, please don't convert to Islam. They saw him, what he was doing with Islam. They said, please don't convert. And I told you that the British will always support Hausa Fulani people. The reason why they said they will no longer sell arms to them is because of us. We are based here in England, in London to be precise. And we will keep hammering them. They know that very well. And they know the whole world is listening. Some idiot said, you people are talking on radio. I said, because you're daft. You don't know the meaning of media. Do you think this is 67 to 70? You want us to keep quiet and close down Radio Biafra so that the world will not hear what you're saying? Now they know the whole world is listening. If they give one pin to the zoo, the whole world will hear it. And we are telling them this evening from their own country that Britain is beholden to Islam. Even Churchill had sympathies for Islam. Even the Knights Templars, of which he himself is a member of the Freemasonry that descended from the Knights Templars, the Knights of the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. They were all sympathetic to Islam. Because if not, there is no way a whole Europe failed to hold out Jerusalem against the forces of Salahuddin of Syria. Exactly the same thing is playing out now. This letter is now revealed, is in the open. Even Winston Churchill is a secret Muslim. This is Radio Biafra. I told you. You miss Radio Biafra broadcast, you have missed something. We are unstoppable. Anything they do, we tell the world. Because everybody, even this very moment, Obama is, who doesn't listen to, who does not listen to radio? Everybody does. Everybody does, I'm telling you. And, but our teacher can have my cockroach. It's a way as a way to cause so much mess. With so many diseases. Cockroach, our teacher. On the way, all the time. Cockroach, and there was someone. Imagine when a cockroach is given birth. Imagine Ochicha Awosa, what it will look like. Cockroach from Uhawosa. We continue to bring you the news that nobody can bring to you. In a manner and style that nobody can afford to. It cannot be replicated. We are the children of the Most High God. 20 of Borno's 27 local government area are now under Boko Haram control. Remember when they said, oh, there is jubilation. The emir of Mubi has gone back to Mubi. All rubbish. And I told you so. Anything you hear from us is class. World class. This is the only news format or platform in the world that speaks the truth. Others, they embellish it. I told you that the more that Olukolade, the cowardly Yoruba man, is telling you the military, they are winning the war against, the more Boko Haram is winning more territories, because a black man is a liar in Africa. 20 out of 27 local government areas. In other words, Boko Haram is in charge. Now, how can you conduct elections in the zoo when an entire Borno state is no longer going to participate in it? How can you elect a president? If we bear in mind that only one ballot box prevented the announcement of George W. Bush Jr. as the president of the USA against our goal, a whole Borno state cannot vote. And people are busy deceiving themselves with lies and deception. That is your business. Here we speak the truth. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God, not man. If Igbos invest in Buhari, who can be against him, according to Farouk Martins Aresa? The stark stupidity of Igbo people is once again laid bare. We are being used as the bait. They use us to bait other people to come and join the charade. Now that all of you have contributed to Buhari's campaign, and some of you can't afford to contribute money to defend your land, where do you want me to get the money to buy the bullets and the guns to defend you? I'm asking you a very simple question. If you have given 50 million to Buhari, 56 million, sorry, to Buhari, and Boko Haram is coming to kill you in your village, at Ihiagwa, Omune Kengo, and then you say, Radio Biafra, IPOB, what are people doing? Where do you want me to go and get the bullets and the guns from? Do you think that arms dealers will give it to me for free? Is that serious? Is that what you think? You must be even more daft than I have thought. Igbo people, Igbo. We'll keep hammering them until they change. Do you think we're going to stop? You must be dreaming. I cannot go neighbor until you hear June Aka happen on the other. Igbo group in Lagos writes to Fashola. They are complaining about marginalization. This is morning. I said, remember when I told you about the British being Muslims and you thought it was a joke? Remember when I told you you'd be killed and you thought I was joking? I was on shortwave then in 2009. All over the world. Igbo people, I got them. What will happen to you? Because then people will be inboxing me. They'll be writing and calling. But do some, you people should do something. I will tell you to go and sit down somewhere because you're foolish. How will we defend you if we don't have the arms to do so? Even if you want us to go and commit robbery, we need at least some guns before we can go to commit robbery. Is that not correct? Who is going to buy it? So you think because we invested our time, our money, our effort, went bankrupt in order to be able to fund Radio Biafra to make sure that the world hears the voice of Biafrans every night, that somehow we can do another miracle to go and buy weapons and guns? You must be dreaming. You have to contribute towards it. Everything you have asked me to do, I have done it. Everything you have given me money to buy, I have bought everything. Even more. I don't owe you anything. I have done everything. Even over. The money private individuals give to me to feed with, I spend on my country. And you don't know what to do. Instead of you to be writing, talking about marginalization, go and help us to acquire the materials we need. You have your dignity back. The number to call to make sure you are part of what we are doing is +1 301 455 0460. $100 only. That is all. And your job is done. Sit down and watch what is going to happen. Rather than writing useless letter to Yoruba man, I am marginalized. Please, please save me. I am marginalized. Are you not ashamed? No shame and no honor. Have you ever seen me before? Journalists come to my hotel room. There's a TV station in London asking me, begging me to come for an interview. I said no. Radio Biafra is a media house. Do you think I cannot go to Sun newspaper or go to Daily Independent or whoever and give them 10,000 naira to write about us? Don't you think so? But I don't want to do it. Do you know why? Because we want some of you to come to your senses, to be led towards the truth. And that truth is Radio Biafra. Why have you not asked yourself, who has ever come out to say we have lied or deceived people? In what way? In what way, I ask you? Maybe if you look at yourself, you go back and your wife says to you, oh, why can't you be like Nnamdi Kanu? And then you become jealous. Maybe. Perhaps. Or you go back and your uncle will say, oh, where are you? Can't you be like that Uche Mefo or Barisima Mezu? And then you, typically what person, you become jealous. You think you can destroy what we are doing. You only make us more popular. More popular. The only thing you can do to save yourselves from ignominy is by calling this number +1 301 455 0460. You only contribute $100 unless you are Madi Boz and their friends in Germany, in which case you are an exception. We are dealing with them separately. These are people that want to fund what we are doing properly, not I contributed to the transmitter. Where is your receipt? None. So transmitter, you know what it is. But you know we're broadcasting on CHKN at 7.6. Don't you know that? At this very moment. And as I'm speaking here, people in Argentina are listening. Live and direct. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Igbo people, stop writing, complaining about marginalization. Go and join IPOB where you are. You disgrace yourselves. You have no honor because you have no shame. No dignity. The callers on the phone, please. Our lines are not open yet. When our lines open, after the barrister must have finished speaking, then you can come and join us. We are live and direct. The NEPA will not take light, so don't worry. I am in England. Our lines will always keep working because the network will not have any problem. So you can call to your heart's content if you wish. Clearing fees to rise by 50% at ports, at seaport. Clearing agents, Igbo people. Importers, Igbo people. The amount of money you pay to clear a 20-foot container is about to be doubled. Are you listening? It's about to be doubled. And then you will cry to customs and to Jonathan about marginalization. Jonathan knows fully well that it is Igbo people that do the bulk of the importation into the zoo. He wants to raise money from it to go and pay Boko Haram Alamajiri schools in the north. That is how stupid we are. That is why the best thing for you to do, all of you, if you support all the, imagine if all the importers today were to support Radio Biafra, these fees will not be applied. We will mount monumental pressure on Jonathan. They will not be able to implement it. But as stupidity dictates, they will go ahead and they will pay the 50. After all, only will have. If you ain't tell them that, if you kill them in Mazamaza, they run to Kukumaiko, to Sandfield, a lagoon, and live there. You chase them there, they travel to Wolonshoki. Useless names. They can live there. Without shame, without honor. There is the worst thing in a man is to have a man without shame nor honor. No pride and no dignity. You go and pay 50. Every year they look at Igbo people, of course, or Hanese have been bribed and useless, hopeless people. Who will speak for you? Is it not Radio Biafra right now? Because as I'm speaking, the whole world is listening. When you call Radio Biafra, when our lines open, the whole world will also listen. We are the only ones representing your interest. Therefore, we have every right to ask you to support what we are doing. Who else will do what Radio Biafra is doing? And the APC one, when they were very, very small, they joined anywhere. Their mom would say, go, 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 anywhere. You answer Biafra today, tomorrow you're in APC. You don't have shame. There is no dignity, no shame. Today you are in AU. Tomorrow you are in ACB. Lying for no need, for no reason. Because this is Radio Biafra. PDP accuses APC. APC accuses PDP. That's what we see all the time. And I've told all the admins now on Radio Biafra. No more post bearing PDP or APC should be approved unless they are critical posts that criticize them. Radio Biafra London is the largest online platform in the world discussing one issue, Biafra. We have not come there for Buhari or Jonathan campaign team. Anybody posting any rubbish about Jonathan should be banned. Any idiot posting anything about APC should be banned, blocked and banned. I believe in free speech, but not to promote two baboons in a zoo. That's not my job here. Our job is to come and get Biafra. PDP accuses APC. APC accuses PDP. Is that news? Of course it's not news. Gunmen killed 10 persons in Kaduna. The death continues to mount. The blood of the innocent will continue to flow. Why? Because you are in an animal kingdom. And the name of that place is the Zoological Republic. The largest zoo, the largest concentration of deranged animals in the world is in Nigeria. I wrote a piece on my Facebook wall today. I made it very, very clear. People are asking me, oh, why is it that your old Facebook is not back? I said, because I want to prove to Facebook and all their friends that I can still maintain the same momentum. Those of them following me is as much as those of them I have as friends. The request I have is too much. If I have not approved you yet, is because I need to know who you are. People who are born into poverty. I don't want to know you. Because you are the most envious people in the world. Poverty without limit. I don't want to know. I have known one or two of you too many. Sadly. From Enugu State. And I will not know you again. Very, very important that if you are coming to us, you must be clean. Nigeria is a zoo. A zoo because a very little tart created the place. An unmarried woman, which is unheard of. Can you imagine an unmarried woman? This girl came to the zoo. Her name is Flora Shaw. She did not come with any purpose in mind. And came. She was a prostitute. The zoo called Nigeria is a name given to people, grown-up men, old men, honorable people, by a harlot, a British harlot. She was not married when she came. She was following a man because her father was in the military, so she was following anybody who can give her excitement in the war. She will follow. She was the one that gave you the name Nigeria. Her name is Flora Shaw. She later married Frederick Lugard and became Lady something something, whatever rubbish it is. That is your name, Nigeria. Who gave you that name? Is an ex-harlot. And you're proud. I'm a proud Nigerian. You're a proud monkey. Baboon, cable. And warrior, cable. Because you have no brain. Stupid, foolish people from Nigeria. I can't stand all of you. Nigeria. I can't stand you people. Nigeria. God forbid Satan. I mentioned the Willis Shoyinka's name. You can see somebody who claims a Nobel laureate, he's learned, he's a professor, and you say, I am a proud Nigerian. God forbid. It means your brain is empty. You know nothing. Who gave you that name? A prostitute. Mad people. The zoo's economy is resilient to oil price, according to Elumelu, whatever the monkey is talking about. my goodness me. The North must produce president in 2015. Of course they will. It is their country. The British gave it to you. You are Muslims and the British love you. And the British were the people that colonized and gave you the name Nigeria. Because of that, anything you want, you get. After all, you are Hausa, Fulani, you are Muslims. British love you. Why not? You will get it. Next year is a tempting year for all of us, according to the hapless, hopeless, imbecilic Jonathan. Jonathan, in fact, if you look at Jonathan, you would not want to be the president of anything in your life. The man has brought so much disgrace and dishonor to that very title, president. It is no longer appealing. He is the worst performing head of state I've ever seen in my life. Hopeless, weak, and imbecilic. What has he done? For all of you Biafran people, South, so-called South, South, and Southeast, name one major capital project executed by Jonathan. Name one, I ask you. The answer is none. And I love Ogoni people, what they're doing. For once, I love them, Ogoni people. What you have done is exceptional. Exceptional, I love it. Ogoni people have now elected their own president. I love it. And I encourage them. Although some of you were saboteurs during the war, but this very move you have made now is exceptional, and I love it. Ogoni have now elected their own president. You're hearing it here on Radio Biafra. We'll give you his name very shortly. As Igbo traders are scavenging all over the place, moving from APC to PDP, to from PDP. Hey, my goodness me. B is saying that APC is not keen on national development. Did you develop a number? What did you do? you converted premium breweries to your own. You're doing hero with the Biafran flag, Biafra of the spirit. Once a trader, always a trader. If you don't you have anything to sell or to buy, you sell your children. It's buying and selling. That's the meaning of it. Everything you sell, every blessed thing that you come across. This idiot. Complete buffoon. Oh, John Ojukwu will die. Ojukwu is our father. Ojukwu is our hero. Today, is Haruna is our hero. Abdul Mustafa is our God. The same people. 1 minute, Abga. Ima, typical Igbo man. No consistent. When I look at all these, apprentice. Now Mukeshi is mushy. From their fathers who are teaching them how to be traitors. How to be saboteurs. One day you're in PDP, next day you're in APC, the other one you're in God knows what. There is no consistency. Today you're a Biafran, the next day you want to join UPP. After that you want to join APC. Vagabonds. There was a time I told you that Jonathan is from Gwari, he's a Gwari man. By his 10th cousin. I've told you that before. And some of you thought I was joking. The matter. When you hear things on Radio Biafra, you don't believe me, do you? Let us be honest. Some of you don't. Some do. Some of you don't. IBB is my father, according to Jonathan. I told you, he's a worry man. People thought it was a joke. And I will tell you, you think he's political father. Is that correct? I'll read the news for you now, so you will see. I'm not saying he's a political father, no, not at all. But they are related. My 10th cousin is Gwari. Jonathan has Gwari blood in him. Ask him and he will tell you. He has gone back to his people. He's saying, Jonathan is my father. All the time that he has been coming, his name is Ebele Aziki. All the time he's been coming to Igbo land, deceiving all of you, by answering, is it Okaome 1? Has he ever said that any Igbo person is his father? The answer is no. He has gone to Gwari. What he's saying in effect is that the Gwari people are his people and not you. Jonathan gets our vote. Ndiara. I cried like a baby when Boko Haram attacked Kano College, according to a lecturer. You will soon be crying like a crocodile, not just a baby. The zoo must come to an end. It must be brought to its knees. And the jihadists are on the march. I love them. I love them. What they're doing is good. Kill foreign fighters in your ranks, according to Islamic State. They are now killing all the foreign volunteers in their midst. If you are not hardcore Arab, you will be executed. That's what they're doing. They are doing their own cleansing. They are doing cleansing amongst themselves, which is very, very good. A man have now killed his son in Ebonyi. A 45-year-old man, Wonfu, he killed his son in Izzi, local government area of the state. We shall go into that later. It's a family tragedy. We don't want to look into that. But we shall bring you the news, because it's a news item worthy of note. The news in greater detail, this is Radio Biafra. Please, if you're joining us, we have not started yet our analysis. We are presenting the preamble, the news headlines. Now we shall proceed to bring you the news in greater detail. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Is gospel. Sir Winston Churchill's family begged him not to convert to Islam. I told you before that they are all Islamic. Some of you thought I was joking. This is according to the Sunday Independent here in the UK, a very authoritative broadsheet, a very reputable publishing house. In the UK, you have Guardian, you have Times, you have Telegraph, you have Independent. These are the heavyweights, and Financial Times, of course. These are the daddy of them all. These are the big boys here. Anything they tell you, essentially gospel. This is Sunday Independent. Massive. He might have been a staunch protector of the British Empire, but the British Prime Minister had a love of Islam. Winston Churchill, according to their own people. This is objectivity in journalism. This is how it should be. It doesn't matter. You pursue the truth. Ezioku, you speak the truth. That is all that matters in this life. The family of Sir Winston Churchill urged him to fight against the desire to convert to Islam. His family member wrote a letter to him saying, please, Winston, do not, we are begging you, do not convert to Islam. Winston Churchill. The family of Sir Winston Churchill urged him to fight against the desire to convert to Islam. A newly discovered letter has revealed the Prime Minister who led Britain to victory in World War II was apparently so taken in with Islam and the culture of the East that his family wrote to try and persuade him not to become a Muslim. In a letter dated August 1907, Churchill's soon-to-be sister-in-law wrote to him, please, I quote, please don't become converted to Islam. I have noticed in your disposition a tendency to orientalize Pasha-like tendencies. I really have. If you come into contact with Islam, he's now advising Churchill, if you come into contact with Islam, your conversion might be effected with greater ease than you might have supposed. Call of the blood, don't you know what I mean? Do fight against it. The letter discovered by a history research fellow at Cambridge University, Warren Doctor, was written by Lady Gwendolyn Bertie, who married Churchill's brother, Jack. Churchill never seriously considered converting. This is, you know, British, they're trying to cover themselves up now. According to, you know, given the state of Islam, Islamization of the British society. Churchill never seriously considered converting, according to Doctor. He told Independent, he was more or less an atheist by this time anyway. He did, however, have a fascination with Islamic culture, which was common among Victorians. Fascination with Islam. Victorians, meaning the people of that very era, their elite, their cultured elite, their creme de la creme, all fascinated with Islam. But some of you are going to Anglican Church. You contribute money and you bring to Canterbury Anglican Church when they are busy following Islam. I told you people. Did I not tell you before? You said no. After all, he's Igbo. Nnamdi Kanu is Igbo. I can't believe him. The entire British establishment, they were attending Anglican Church to fool everybody. Deep down, they were Muslims. Islam. When I gave you this news, some of you thought I was joking. Even my own deputy disagreed. But now the facts are here. Letter written in 1907. Anything you hear us say is gospel. Is Yoku Chineke. We don't retreat nor surrender. The truth must be spoken. Do you know why we have this very gift? It's because of our incorruptibility. Nothing can stop us from pursuing Biafra. Even our enemies know that. They know that very, very well. They know we are unbribable. They understand that very well. That is where we get our incorruptibility tag from. When we say we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, do you now see what we mean by that? If you are not whiter, there is no way you can be filled with this level of spirit, of discernment, to be able to say things and then events will corroborate it in the future. Churchill had opportunity to observe Islamic society when he served as an officer of the British Army in Sudan. He was in Sudan. In a letter written to Lady Linton in 1907, Churchill wrote that he wished he were a pasha, which was a rank of distinction in the Ottoman Empire. Did I mention Ottoman before or not? Churchill is wishing that he's a Muslim. He was born a Muslim. That's what he's saying. He even took to dressing in Arab clothes in private, an enthusiasm he shared with his good friend, the poet Wilfred S. Blunt. But Dr. thinks Churchill's family need never have worried about his interest in Islam. A Cambridge academic. Winston Churchill and fascination with Islam. I need that picture of Tony Blair with Ndi Awosa at number 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's official residence here, to prove to everybody what the way Awosa people lobby. $100. Their war chest is nearly $18 billion. Awosa people put aside $18 billion to colonize you forever and ever. Go and ask Maita Masule. He said it in front of me in London when he came. Maita Masule, do you know him? He said that their boys did not come to Biafra land to fight, to secure the oil, and then to leave it. That they will never leave the oil. The war chest, every governor in our Safolani land contributes a part of their monthly allocation towards this very budget to maintain our Safolani hegemony. That very purse now stands at very close to $18 billion. They will use it to buy weapons and ammunition to defeat anybody who tries to take away the control of the zoo called Nigeria from away from them. That's the type of fight I like. Because we will fight them and we will win and Biafra will emerge. And we'll give glory to Chukwu Abiama. We continue. 20 of Borno's 27 local government areas are now under Boko Haram's full control. So when you hear the Yoruba man Olukola, they're talking, he's talking people. Rubbish. It's a lie. This is the truth. And that is why you have Radio Biafra. And that is why I thank all of you who support us every day. We thank you. The Borno State government painted a graphic picture of Boko Haram terrorism in the state when it says that the sect has seized control of 20 out of 27 local government areas of the state over the last 5 years. Only Maiduguri Metropolitan, Jere, Konduga, Kaja, Bayo, Kwayakusa, and Biu local government areas remain in government hands. The state also said it has 2 million people internally displaced to cater for, and that is recently it has recently also evacuated 45,000 of such displaced persons from neighboring Adamawa State. These facts were made available by the state deputy governor, Zana Umar Mustafa, not by Olukolade, but by the deputy governor. Now, when she was releasing this news, she didn't know that something miraculous was going to come out of it. Also in this piece of news is a very simple revelation that most of you have ignored, but which did not escape us here at Radio Biafra.
it goes to show that the population of Nigeria is not 160 million people. It goes to show that the census count in Borno State is false. If Boko Haram is in charge of 20 out of 27 local government areas and they have only managed to displace only 2 million people, that tells you that the population figures for Borno State is false. Think about it. This is according to the deputy governor of the state. They say that there are more people in Borno State, more than Imo and Abia put together. That's what they said. Is that correct? Now, if you have fought a war, or Boko Haram are now effectively in charge of 20 out of 27, and you only have 2 million displaced, it means that your population is not what you claim it is. It's common sense, you see. Chukwuebuka gave it to us. So, Boko Haram is also helping to uncover the true census figure of the zoo. Also. Do you see why we are compelling? This is Radio Biafra, of course. If Igbo invest in Buhari, who is against? This is written by Farouk Martin Zaresa, wherever this particular person comes from. What a difference 6 years makes. If these reports about the contributions are true, no Igbo man will send good money after bad omen. Ndi Igbo investment is backed by sound policy. But it is not the Igbo money alone. Yoruba would not have anything to do with Buhari 4 years ago either. What is surprising about Igbo heavy contribution is that they adopted Jonathan as one of their son and jealously defended and reminded him of their solid votes in the election. One point that must be made clear is that Ndi Igbo never come last. It could be a case of never put all your eggs in one basket, but the first grumbling was about being taken for granted, then some unfulfilled promises, and later some heavyweight Igbos ran as presidential candidates in other parties against Jonathan. We see don't look for fear of getting in between family matters. Farouk Martins Aresa is writing about Igbo people. Do you see how you have made a fool of yourselves? Incredible. And in the same vein, do you see how foolish they are, Igbo people? On one hand, they are giving all their money to Onyawasa that killed them, that came to Owerri to kill them. And then, if it had been a Yoruba person coming out, they would have supported him as well. But lo and behold, an Igbo group in Lagos is now writing to Fashola complaining about marginalization. If you are being marginalized, what are you still doing there? I ask myself. They will tell you there is nothing in Igbo land to go back to. We read the news for you, please. Ndi Igbo Cultural Society of Nigeria is another group. You know our people, everybody forms one every day. Do you know how many Radio Biafras there are? Not really, but how many people trying to copy us? There is one in Spain, Barcelona. There's one, they say, is in America. There is one, they say, is in Germany. There is another one, they say, somewhere near Headbridge in Onitsha. Why? Because they saw how well Radio Biafra was doing and decided to copy. That's all. This one is another, not Ohanaeze, another one. Ndi Igbo Cultural Society of, they have now appointed their own leaders as well. Then tomorrow they will write to Ohanaeze and say, let us unite. Mad people. Ndi Igbo Cultural Society of Nigeria, a sociocultural platform for the propagation of the interests of Ndi Igbo, has sent an open letter to Governor Babatunde Fashola of Lagos State lamenting what it called the marginalization of Ndi Igbo in the politics of Lagos State and threatening to shift political support. Your plight is about to get worse because Jonathan, you claim is your own, have now slapped 50% more duty on all imported goods into the zoo. All your containers, if you are clearing your container before with 2 million, now it will be 4 million. No, now it will be more or less 3 million. Add 50% on top of it. 3 million. And you're complaining about Yoruba man. We have been reduced to a state of hopelessness that nobody gives a toss anymore. What happens to an Igbo person? The same man that deported them back to Onitsha Headbridge. They are writing to begging him, please, we are being marginalized. Treat us well or else we vote for APC. You know, sometimes Igbo people, they are also good at blackmail. I remember one idiot from Germany who sent me a picture, tried to blackmail me. Later on, he was calling me and saying, can't we unite and be one? I said before, when you were practicing amateur blackmail, you didn't know that? You lack honor and dignity. And you want to be regarded as human. You are a fool. The idiot called me yesterday. I didn't pick his call. He's a fool. Complete fool. If you go to equity, you must go with clean hands. I didn't say it. The group claimed that the complete exclusion of Igbo people in the politics, judicial, and other vital sectors of governance in Lagos State, despite the sizable contribution of Igbos in the economic life of the state. The group, in the letter signed by its president, Chief Ude Ogaranya, said the Igbo are completely excluded from the policies of Yoruba land in Lagos State, saying that for the exception of one councillor, Ndibo, we are completely lacking in the politics. Why should you not lack? Are you from Iwone, Lagos? Ndibo, Ndiara. Useless people without shame. How many Yoruba people are in Enugu lamenting to be part of the rulership in Enugu? How many Yoruba people are in Iguacha complaining they want to be part of the politics of River State? I will stop reading their news. They have no shame. They bring more humiliation upon our people. More shame every blessed day. These people, I don't know what is wrong with them. Importers, which is Ndibo, who imports things, is not Igbo people. Importers now have to pay 50% more to clear their goods at the ports. Investigation by a correspondent on Friday showed that goods are now being cleared by the agents at the rate of 750 naira per kilogram, compared to previous amount of 500. This represents a 50% increase. Importers who spoke in separate interviews with correspondents described the increase as unjust. They also explained that the increase was not duly communicated to them, but was imposed on them without any justifiable reason. Yet, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is coordinating minister. Who are the people worst affected by this hike? Igbo people. And they are contributing money to Buhari's campaign. But they will pay, you know. That's what they do. You know, they grumble after a few weeks. One person will go behind and give money to them and say, make me the chief of the clearing agents so I can even charge them 75% more and bring you the difference. Igbo people. Igbo people. Amazing, amazing stuff. We continue our work this very evening. PDP has accused APC of nursing an agenda towards Nigeria's breakup. Why shouldn't the zoo break up? The allegation was made by the PDP's National Publicity Secretary, Chief Olisa Metu. In a statement released yesterday, Metu was apparently backing the president on his recent statement about politicians in the country, making provocative statements capable of creating divisions among Nigerians, reports a newspaper. I don't know why. Anyway, of course, they won't come out to debate us. I want them to come to debate us, to tell me, actually, what is it about Nigeria that you should not be divided? Don't they know that India was big before? And Pakistan, Bangladesh came from India? Don't they know that Soviet Union had nuclear weapons? And yet Soviet Union disintegrated? Have they heard about Yugoslavia? Have they heard about Ethiopia, Eritrea carving itself away from Ethiopia? Have they heard about Sudan? What is it and this fabled indivisibility of the zoological republic? What has it got to do with us? Anyway, that is how they think. But the zoo must divide. Come hell or high water. Gunmen kill 10 persons in Kaduna. The details are still sketchy. Unknown gunmen have killed 10 people. This rampant shooting they have learned from the Arabs will continue until we come to our senses, if at all we are capable of doing so. They said that the economy is resilient to oil price. It is resilient to oil price because people abroad send money home to their people. You don't know that's why sustaining the zoo. People send nearly £1 billion away from here every blessed year back to their loved ones in Biafra land and in the wider zoo called Nigeria. That is the vital foreign exchange sustaining the country. Don't you know that? They think it is because of what they are doing. No, it is not that. It is the money people in diaspora send in. That is what is sustaining you. That is all. Nothing more, nothing less. Withdraw that and people will die overnight. Six northern organizations, including the Arawa Consultative Forum and the Northern Elders Forum on Tuesday, insisted that the North must produce the nation's president in 2015. The ACF, the NEF, Arawa Reawakening Forum, Arawa Research and Development Project, Northern Union, and the Code Group said at a news conference in Kaduna that an existing agreement that the presidency should return to the region must be strictly followed. The Northern Elders Forum spokesman and former advisor on food security to ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo, Professor Ango Abdullahi, who spoke for the group, warned that if parties to the pact fail to adhere to it, the North would use its numerical strength to ensure that power returned to it in 2015. It is the country that we are born in. 20 out of 27 local governments only have 2 million people. They are now claiming that the North is more in number than the so-called South. And thereby defying every odd. In the entire stretch of West Africa, the more you travel towards the sea, the denser the population. But that role is reversed in the zoo, where you have more people living in the desert region than living in the rainforest. Amazing stuff. But anyway, I don't blame them. Igbo people are everywhere. This is Radio Biafra. They are planning to rig election as the British taught them to. The British taught them how to rig elections. And that has continued up until this very day. They have taught them how to rig elections. Amazing stuff. Amazing. Amazing. British. They said they will rig it now. And they will do so. A veteran journalist and long-time activist, Dr. Goodluck. Is it Diibo is the president-elect. The presidential election signals the first step towards the enforcement of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People meant to protect Ogoni, one of Africa's richest homelands in Africa. Sorry, in Nigeria. These Ogoni people, mind you, are Igbo people. You know that disease we have as Igbos, you know, they need to break away. You know that breakaway syndrome. They broke away. And who can blame them? I say good luck to them. The man's name is Diibo, in case you know what that means. You know, you have Dimba and Diopa. You have Diibo. Yeah, I'm sure you know what it means. He's not Igbo. He's from a country called Ogoni. In his acceptance speech in Bori, Ogoni capital, on December 27, Diibo said the event marked the beginning of the end of internal colonization of the people of Ogoni. But I'm asking this man, Diibo, who is colonizing you? In fairness to him, he's wearing okpeguru. You know what is okpeguru? Okpumiri. That's what he's wearing in this picture. So he's an Igbo man. But I welcome what they're doing. If they want to be autonomous, that's entirely up to them. But the internal marginalization of Ogoni people was brought about by Ogoni people. Ken Serewiwa sold his own people, his own flesh and blood, to Hausa Fulani, and Hausa Fulani killed him. The same way they will kill Chibika Amaechi. Now I'm telling you, you won't listen, but when it happens, I will say, remember when I told you. They are talking about agriculture and security. He said they have chosen as two pillars upon which Ogoni economic advancement and political empowerment will stand. It must be clearly evident by now that the Ogoni self-government declaration made on the 2nd of August 2012 is irreversible. I love them and I love their courage. I was looking at Zumu Boroshi. Now I don't care what on a hotel. Ogoni is marching forward. I respect them. I say good luck to them. I congratulate them. Ogoni people, I congratulate all of you for taking this wonderful step forward. For doing what is right before heaven and this very earth. IBB is my father, according to Jonathan. President Goodluck Jonathan was in Mina on Saturday to pay a visit on former military president General Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida, whom he referred to as his father, and not me, with president at IBB's Hilltop Mansion in Niger State Capital, where the National Security Advisor, Colonel Sambo Dasuki, retired, his Chief of Staff, Brigadier General Jones Adogbofa, Minister of the Federal Capital Territory, Senator Bala Muhammad, former Governor of Anambra State, Peter Obi, and the Director General of his presidential campaign, and former National Chairman of the PDP, Dr. Ahmadu Ali, among others. In the interview after his closed-door meeting with his father, President Jonathan explained that he was in Mina to see the former president following his recent return from abroad after medical treatment. Head of state of the zoo, medical treatment abroad. You say you love Nigeria. I will wear uniform, but you will not wear a uniform to go to hospital in the zoo. Babangida, you wore your uniform and went to hospital in Germany, but you say you love Nigeria. Why did you not build decent health care in the zoo when you were the president? Because we are all animals, incapable of reason. He said, if it's a matter, I want to see my father. But of course, he's affiliated. He is affiliated to Gwari people. He, part of his blood comes from Gwari land. Chief Christian Ojimba, fondly called Chief Jab, is a lecturer at the Federal College of Education in Kabuga, in Kano. But for Motherlock, the doctorate student at the Bayero University, Kano, would have been dead when Boko Haram terrorists attacked the college on Wednesday, September 17, 2014. The attack lasted 45 minutes. He gave an interview where he said that he cried like a baby. Keep crying. That is what will come to you. You will continue to cry. You will continue to cry. The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant ISIS has killed 120 of its own members, most of them foreign fighters trying to return home during the past 6 months, a Syrian monitoring group has said. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said on Sunday that the group also killed 1,175 civilians, including 8 women and 4 children, in the same period. Rami Abdul Rahman, the head of the Syrian monitoring group, told Reuters news agency that 930 of the civilians were members of the Shi'at, a Sunni Muslim tribe from eastern Syria that fought Islamic State for control of 2 oil fields in August. He said that about 116 foreign fighters who had joined Islamic State but later wanted to return home were executed in the Syrian province of the Al-Zor, Raqqa, and Hasakeh. Since November, 4 other Islamic State fighters were killed four other Islamic State fighters were killed on other charges as well, according to Abdul Rahman. Abdul Rahman, who gathers information from all sides of the Syrian conflict, said that the group had also executed 502 soldiers fighting for President Bashar al-Assad and 81 anti-Assad fighters. The figures cannot be independently verified, but the slaughter and the mayhem is continuing ceaselessly. We are also reporting this very evening before we open our lines that a father has killed his son in Ebonyi. That's what we do these days. Until I grew up, I never knew anything of this sort. A father killing the child. But the Zeboland, the devil has taken over. After all, why would anybody mention Biafra and at the same time ask you to go and join APC? You must be possessed by the devil. These are strange times for these people. And this is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this very evening, accompanied by our news summary. I will now invite the barrister himself, very eminent and accomplished, Barrister and Attorney at Law, to please come and give me his understanding, his take, his analysis of the program we are presenting this evening. If Barrister is close by, he should try and come back to me. And in the same vein as well, our lines are now open. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of all her forces, and in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, I happen to be a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are live. We are broadcasting to the entirety of humanity. We are here to serve our people. And we are doing so in every truth and every honesty that we can muster. The barrister has come to me, as I expect him to. Barrister, if you can hear me, your line was interfering before, but it's clear now. Please go ahead. What do you make of our presentation this evening, please?
Thank you very much, Director Omar. I'm sure I'm coming straight, yeah?
Of course you are.
Yes, the news is too much today, very rich, a lot to be talked about, but I'll just take some few items. The issue with Jonathan and Babangida is an old story. We know that. We know he's from Gwari. That's why he has never done anything for us. Because Hausa man has nothing to do with the Nyamli. They don't like us, and they will not. It pains me when our people are intermarrying with them. The person that killed you, you go and marry him. You go and marry her. I find it astonishing. It's a big shame. Somebody did not like you. I would never like you. Goodluck Jonathan has ever been the only president who talks and never do anything.
Remember about building Second Niger Bridge. He said that the Biafrans must contribute about 30 million. I think it's called it 30 billion. Where the oil is being produced, we'll still have to contribute about 30 billion in order for them to have bridge. But those who are milking it free of charge, it's done for them. Everything, their road, everything graded, free of charge. But the owners of the oil will have to contribute something. That's why nothing has been for us up to today. Because he's an Hausa man. And as I said to you earlier, Director, I want this guy to carry on forging ahead. Let him go and battle it out with his cousins. And let's see where we end up with the contraption that has already expired. We are just marking time. The hands of Chukwu Abiyama is on the wall. His handwriting is there. We are just here holding on temporarily until his will is finally done. And we cannot wait for that will to be done. The Igbos and their foolishness, their contribution to Buhari, they forgot what happened before. But why would you doubt it? Go to Abuja. It's our people there. Go to Lagos. You see, the people who listens to Radio Biafra are people that have got nothing to lose. Those that have a lot to lose, they are not listening to us. These are those who have about three or four houses in Kaduna, four or five houses in Gombe, 10 or 20 in Sokoto. They don't listen to Radio Biafra because they don't want to be distracted. They don't want anybody to tell them what to do or what not to do. Therefore, they do not care what we do here. And when you ask them to contribute, they say, you go to hell. But it's them themselves that will go to hell very soon. Because what we have been saying since the inception of Radio Biafra, all of them are being manifested. One by one. There has never been anything we said here that did not come to fruition. What we told them has been gradually coming up. Very soon, they will see everything unfold itself, and then the zoo will finally collapse. The Igbos again, the same Igbo people, they don't care. Why are you writing to Governor of Lagos? Remember, he deported you. They took him to court. Only for him to go there and I was a fool like Boko Haram and say, no. He didn't deport. It was just a false allegation. The man won the case. And now you are writing him so that what will happen? So that he will stop closing your shops. I don't understand why they're writing him for. I do not know.
The Igbo people, what do you expect?
We are getting so useless. We are getting useless, Director. We are getting useless at many things. Useless. We don't know any more battles again. Whatever we see, we do fit. We don't look back anymore. We are just misbehaving for the sake of money. Somebody is misusing you. You see it in your face. And you're still complaining. So that then he or she will do what? Say, okay, we'll not marginalize you anymore. Yoruba, Hausa, Fulani are the owners of that zoo. We do not have a stake. We are struggling. Look at the Anambra as governor telling us to choose Nigeria or else. Imagine such a crap. I need somebody who still is an authority, who's supposed to talk. Even Handel and Enik, Emmanuel Iwanyanwu, even saying, "Yawa people, please get ready, arm yourself." An Anambra as governor could not advise such. He's asking them to embrace Nigeria. It's very disgraceful. Some of our people, you are foolish in nature, stupid in attitude, and useless in character. What a shame. A governor telling his people, embrace Nigeria. What has Nigeria? Because he has benefited him and his family. He doesn't care about the rest. And our people are dying. He's the only one. He has never condemned what has. If you check very well, he's either his mom or his dad is Hausa.
Of course.
You know, they are very close there. They are very close, man. And they intermarry. That's why we have all these problems. Yeah. Half of our people are Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram.
I said it before, no?
Director, that's why we have problems. Huh? When you move far away, Anambra Enugu, going towards or way down, then you can see people who are talking sense. Look at them. We have Dr. Kedi Ife. Where is he from? Has he ever said, hey, my people get ready? He said he's asked to join APC. Look at what is coming out from that corner. Look at, take it. Even those who eat with Hausa Fulani people like Rochas or Okrocha himself, he can't even say things like this. They are killing you. You cannot stand up to condemn them that you are killing my people. Instead, you are egging your people to join them. Embrace what? Goodness or embrace badness? And when we talk here, they say, yes, we are talking. How can you stupidly enslave yourself on a daily basis? Because it's okay for you. You don't care about the rest. That's why we're having difficulties extricating ourselves from this wicked contraction. Majority will say, no, pull out. Don't, we will say, no, come on. Don't. What are we gaining? It's a big shame. When I hear some of our people talk like this, I get mad. And I see, we will go. There's no exception. Once you have been there, you've seen it all. Your people are dying, coming down and being buried. You close your eyes to it. You won't say, oh, why are my people dying? You will not speak to the Gulo Jonathan. What are you doing? You're asking your people, embrace Nigeria. Nigeria that has killed you up to today. Go to the east. One of them, if they don't live in Abuja, they live in Lagos. And asking others to join you into this wicked act in the name of Nigeria. When I had this news before, I was just really, I was angry. Ex-governor of Anambra. Director, because, you know, when I reach to this level, I do have headache. Because there are some anger that makes me feel like bursting.
I told you, didn't I tell you before? When Andy went there. some of them, I say, not all of them.
Always say some, director. That's why whenever we preach here, I don't condemn everybody. Because, of course, we do have some that are very sensible. But majority of them are useless. Useless. Instead of you to advise your people, please do all. Even Sanusi Lamido. He's asking us everybody to arm themselves. And now, an Anambra man, an Igbo man, saying join Nigeria or else. Imagine. Sanusi Lamido Sanusi. An Hausa man asking you to arm yourself. My own people are asking us to join Nigeria. Director, this is disgraceful and despicable. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And following the barrister, our lines are now open. If you have anything to say, you must say it. This is Radio Biafra. And once again, I must state our number. We also have our universal number here as well, which happens to be +44 208 133 9976. We are on Skype, which is Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. If you add our Skype ID, we may not necessarily accept you immediately, but if you call us, we will be able to take your call. We have a caller on our number from Biafra land. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on +234 805 909 8137. Go ahead.
Yes. My director, I'm online. Thank you for the noise. I don't want any noise to disturb me. This is Austin Dwayne calling from New York. I'm so glad today I'm able to get through, and I'm so glad because the numbers are busy these days, not like those. Sometimes we used to call because many people are calling now, so it's a very good thing. Radio Biafra numbers now has become hotline. Director, you don't need to be everything you say, I really, really do know that yes, they are true. You don't need to be surprised about the outcome of the British, because I listened to presently now I'm in the library, like everything, but it's just working together. I read and I saw some write-ups too about Winston Churchill, because he was also interviewed after the war. He was like the prime minister then too, because he is the people who took part in the first and the second war. He said he too was not happy about what happened in Biafra land. He wasn't happy. Then you know that this man also, the queen, this queen of England who came to Nigeria, and they were lying carpet up and down. She's the grandmaster of all this nonsense. She's the witch behind all these things. Everything happened in Biafra land, she knows about it. Do you know that this woman is the one that even killed her daughter, Princess Diana?
Of course you are, but we don't know if that is true or not. We were not there. She had an accident. She died in a motor accident. I don't have any in country. No, hold on a second, please. She died. Hang on a second. For you to engineer such an accident will require a lot of resources. I'm not saying they don't have it. That is part of a conspiracy theory. They said that they had a hand in it. But the woman died as a result of a motor accident. Of a collision. She was not shot dead. It was an accident, to the best of my knowledge. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director said, well, thank you. This is really the offer where they speak the truth. Director, this woman, the daughter, was about to marry the son of Dodi Al-Fahd, an Islamic businessman from Egypt. Dodi Al-Fahd, who has a lot of business in they don't want the throne, the England throne, to be affiliated. That is why it was planned. A lot of journalists like you here in the US know it, but let's leave that, my director, let's leave that.
Exactly,
then I want to use this opportunity.
I don't have the proof, that is why. Don't have the proof.
So, director, thank you so much. I want to use this opportunity to let me tone it down, to appreciate all musicians in Biafra land. When I was growing up, the ones my father used to play, I want to appreciate them, because even when we are far away,
we have gone off. I hope we have not run out of air time on this, but it will depends if it rings or not, because they charge us even when this line rings. I have a caller on the line and also one on Skype. The one on Skype, stay where you are. I am going to the caller on the phone. He or she has been waiting for a very long time and very patiently at that as well. Please, if you can hear me, the caller on the phone, start by giving us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Okechukwu Obi from Manchester.
Thank you.
Go ahead. It's been a while.
Yes.
Welcome back to UK.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was in Biafra land and in the zoo in the month of November. Since I've been back, I haven't called you Radio Biafra because of my job, the time and when I'm supposed to call. I'm calling today to thank Chukwu Abiyama on your behalf for all the great work you are doing. In fact, those of them who are undermining what you are doing, I experienced firsthand the temperature in that country. And within 2 weeks I was in that country, my color changed. Mosquito dealt with me because there was no light. You have to run, you know, everything is on, you use generator. And within 1 o'clock or midnight a.m., they put off the generator, the mosquito we use for experiment. Then you compare you who have stayed there for how many weeks and months. In fact, you are a great man. Upon that, people are yapping all over the place. Even from the airport, I experienced that country is nothing to write home about. And people who have not traveled there for donkeys of years, since 9 years I haven't been there. So I was there last month and I experienced all what they are saying, that this person is doing this, they are building the Nigeria, is this, is that, it's rubbish. And I was saying that in the next 3, 4, 5 years, I would like to go and build something and try to establish myself there. In fact, I have no plan to go back there until Biafra come and develop. Because there is no way you will start from there. Criminals all over the place. Those people who are now, who are being offended or who feel, oh, this is a Nnamdi Kanu or IPOB problem. I want to ask them that when you arrive in the Murtala Muhammad Airport or in Nigeria or in Biafra land, will you be treated differently because you are not an IOPOB member or because you are not supporting us or supporting us? Is there any indifference? The way the country, the land, the nature of things there will treat you? Can you imagine the way the motorists are driving on the main road?
Unbelievable. You have to see it to believe it.
people who, trailer drivers and Lorry boss are driving on a fast lane. And the small cars are overtaking on the left. And then when they move like this, they push the small vehicle in the bush. In fact, it's horrible. This is death trap. Please, director, promise me one thing, that when Biafra come, everybody in that country will go to do automatic driving test.
Everybody, including the
president. Everybody will driving lesson.
Including myself.
Honestly, this is unbelievable.
Do you see on a highway, say you're traveling from, because we traveled from Benin to Lagos. And what, you know, the highway, it should be two cars coming, two cars going, to and fro.
Yes.
Do you know that you'll be driving on the fast lane?
Sometimes a vehicle will be coming in front of you. Vehicle will be coming in front of you. Put the full light on and try to go headlong with you. And then you will swap. God punish you. God David, God deliver you. Oh my God.
It's terrible. It is terrible. It is the zoo. The finest animal kingdom on earth.
What you gave them is what they desire. That is what they deserve. It's zoo, indeed.
It's a zoo.
Please, I just want to thank you for the reputation of this number in the US. For everyone who wants to give his generation to come a future, please, wherever you are, whether you offended or not offended, now it's not director or no director. Call US and donate your money. Those of you who have been glamoring for action, do something. Now you should do something. Because I met my uncle who fought the Biafran war, and I told him everything and the level we are now. He was so happy. But he said two things we have to deal with thoroughly before anything. One is saboteur. Two is get enough weapon before anything.
Of course. I know what I'm doing. We know what we are doing. That is why every step we take, everything we do, we consolidate. That thing never ever goes back from there. We consolidate and we move forward. We consolidate. People don't understand why we are traveling at the pace we are traveling. They cannot handle it. If we say to them today, come, let's go at breakneck speed, they can't handle it. They'll crumble. They are not used to pressure. If you pressure them, they fall to pieces. This is Radio Biafra, my dear brother. The advice you gave us is well accepted and well taken.
Thank
you very much.
God
and welcome
you.
Back. God bless you too, to the UK. I have a caller on Skype. I asked him or her to wait. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a caller on Skype. I can see them. I don't know. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. We can take your calls. I think that the number from Biafra land we're using, the 0805 number, I think that there may not be credit in it because it is no longer ringing as it should, because normally it will ring, but it's no longer ringing as it should. We have a caller on the phone and one on Skype. The one on Skype, stay where you are. The one on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. They're not paying attention. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I can hear you, director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Valentine. I'm calling from Anambra State. I'm from Aguata local government.
Valentine who? Are you an Italian?
Valentine Mwachiku.
Better. And where are you calling from? Where are you calling from right now?
I'm in Port Harcourt right now.
In Iguacha, that is the name. Iguacha, please go ahead.
Iguacha, okay. Yeah, director, I've been following your program all this while. And there is this contribution I want to make based on what you've been doing so far. I studied electrical electronics in school. And I think it's a good idea if we can, most of those, our military men, those guys that we are training, if we can give them this training, I can produce stabilizer, I can produce inverter, I can produce car tracking device. In fact, everything you can think of on electronics, I've gone so far on electronics world.
You know, my dear brother, you know, before we have had people come to us and say they can do this, they can do that. Okay. When I went to see them, one of them ran away. He couldn't do it. Are you calling us now to waste our time, or are you serious about what you're saying?
I'm not calling to waste my time. Maybe I know this person you are talking about. I don't know. Is it Kennedy you are talking about?
Yes.
It's okay, Kennedy. I know Kennedy. He told me something of that nature. But everybody has his own life to face. I have my own destiny to face too. So based on what I'm calling now, it's from the heart, you know. Each time this program is going on, I feel like bursting into tears. There is a lot of ingenuity wasting in this our land, in Biafran land. But now, how to nurture them, how to make them come to reality is one of the problems we are facing.
It is not a problem for us. Anybody with any usable talent, we can accommodate you.
Okay,
if you can do something, we will. Do you know who we are? This is IPOB we are talking about. There is nothing we cannot do.
Yeah.
Don't mind that we are asking people for help or this year kind of. There is nothing we cannot do. If you are serious, then you let us know you're serious.
As I'm talking with you now, anything you can think of in electronics, just mention it. If I cannot prove myself what I'm telling you now, then know what I'm telling you is a lie.
Inbox me. I did not say inbox me. Your number on Skype. Write your number, your contactable telephone number on Skype, and that's it. And I will call you privately immediately after this program. It seems to me that you're speaking the truth and you have something to offer your country. So prepare yourself to serve your country. That's no good.
Yeah. The Skype I'm calling with now, you people have not accepted me, so I don't know how I can
I will accept it after this call. You can still send your number. Do as you're told. As you are told. Send your number immediately and we'll take it on from there. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. These are the calls we welcome. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they are no longer there. They are no longer stable. My dear brother, try and get us your number as quickly as possible that I will contact you personally and I will also direct you to our research and development team. I have given the secret away. Our people are working very hard. If you come with any talent, we'll be able to accommodate you. I said the zoo will end. And the zoo will end. Every saboteur will die. God is my witness. Be rest assured. Biafra will come in our lifetime. And this is her radio station. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. This is your platform. If you have anything to say of note, something worthy of the world to hear, then this is the place to say it. And our lines or the number to call, if you have anything to say, anything of importance, anything of interest you have or you wish to bring to the attention of humanity, the number to call, please. The number to call remains +44 or 0044. If you are calling from the zoo and cannot quite master the plus sign you put before the prefix, it is 0094473130837 6. I repeat, +44 783 130 8376. That is our main studio line here in London. Our other line as well remains, because of the number of calls we get sometimes, it is too much. It crashes our lines because the number of congestion we are getting is way too much. I don't know if we have to ask some people to call us on a Monday, other people to call us on a Tuesday, others to call us on a Wednesday. I don't know. The amount of calls coming in, we are being told, is congesting the line. That is the difficulties we are having sometimes. But we are open, we are live, and we are direct. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please turn your system down and speak to me. I can hear your voice very well. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Am I talking to Radio Biafra?
I said yes, you are. We are live. I don't want any background noise. There is a background noise I'm hearing. The world is listening. We need to appear professional. Turn that system down before you speak, if you may.
Yes, sir. I've turned it down, my friend.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I call to say, my name is Ike. I'm calling from Ghana. I'm a Biafran.
Ike, who? What is your father's name? Your surname, please. Your father's name.
My name is Ike Abani.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I am calling to say that I have just heard about this struggle, this movement, and I am quite impressed with what you're doing, and I would like to offer my support in any way you might want to need it. And this call is simply to say thank you very much for the struggle that has been carrying on, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. You are needed. I have a telephone number which I will announce once again. We have a family meeting in Ghana. We are very strong in Accra, and we want you to be part of it. You speak very well. You sound level-headed, which is fantastic. I will like you to make contact with our Ghana coordinator. That number I will text to you. I will text you his number, Sunday's number, so you can be part of the family. Ghana is very strong.
Thank you very much. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very much. Our lines are going mental. People want to speak on this platform. This is the only place where you can call and the whole world will hear your voice. There is no other radio station on this planet like Radio Biafra. We welcome all our listeners on CHK 97.6. We welcome all of you also who are listening to us via satellite. We welcome those of you who are also online. However you have chosen to come to us, Chukwu Abiama is your God, and we are here to propagate his own gospel the same way that he directed us to. Wherever you are, welcome you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Good evening.
Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Okay. My name is Lucky Okechukwu Kalu from Amamini Hechowa in Arochukwu local government.
In Hechowa, where our sister comes from, our chief finance officer.
Yeah, Nemna is my sister.
Oh, wonderful.
We came to the same village.
You are very lucky. You know such a
lady.
You are.
And my name is also Lucky.
Thank you. Caller on the phone, stay where you are. Please continue. You are on Skype, therefore continue. I welcome you. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Director. I happen to be the coordinator of zonal coordinator in St. Petersburg under Agu Jebe in Russia.
Agu Jebe, the only tiger with a gun, AK-47. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I trust that guy. He's a real dear friend.
Of course he is.
Director, me and my deputy, we have been trying here in St. Petersburg, but it seems like here in St. Petersburg, we have no girlfriends. We are only two here. And
then Two of you must keep meeting. You must continue. Don't repeat.
Director, we have already joined the 3,000 people who sent our money yesterday.
Wonderful.
So I thank God that I have become the member of 3,000, and I believe that what you are doing for us, God has sent you. Have you listened to Radio Biafra for more than 6 months? Today is my first day to call Radio Biafra because I needed to prove myself as a Biafran. Yes. So keep on keeping on, as Uchemufo used to say.
Thank you very God much. And God bless you too. I have a caller calling from the UK on the +44208 line. Stay where you are. I have another caller from Ghana, or if it's the same person, can you hear me? I have a caller from Ghana. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm the same person.
Oh, all right. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. You and I will have a conversation, and we went to. I am sincerely hoping that by the coming year, we'll all put our hands together and see how we can make this dream a reality, how we can move it from the talking stage to the doing stage. And like I said before, the very thing some of us can do, all you have to do is let us know.
Wonderful. I'll do so. Thank you very much. I shall do
Prince
so.
Prince Darlington is the one who introduced me and gave me the link. Prince Darlington, I think he's in Trinidad.
Yes, yes, and I know him very
well. And yes, and I'm quite impressed with the level of dedication and commitment that you guys have shown so far. I wish that you continue so, and God bless you once again.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. We shall be contacting you very, very shortly. We now are moving over to the caller on the line on +44208133996. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director.
You are very calm. I am shocked when I meet people who are as calm as you are.
My Director, you are speaking to Zwaka.
You're a good man. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, please, I want to bring this to, I want to remind you the caller for yesterday who pleaded to you, if there will be a kind of evangelism or, a kind of rally on 34th. So I still want to bring that to your notice, which I knew that, most of our people, most of the times, people complain or blah, blah, blah because of work or for whatever. I still believe that's all you can do. If you can be able to, do that, at least it will still waking up a lot of things. That's, number one. I still want to bring to you and, to the notice of the slumbering ones, the security listeners. Let them wake up because something happened today in Vauxhall, and it happened between me and the Yoruba, one foolish Yoruba man with the wife. So what happened? Yoruba people listen to Radio Biafra. Let them know this today. They listen to Radio Biafra, and they listen to Radio Biafra every day by day. So something that happened, these guys came to me where I was buying something in a Sunday market, was asking, this cloth, or which color would you choose for me? I said, oh, I could have go with the sky blue. So when I said that, he said, are you Igbo? I said, I'm Igbo, but not only Igbo, I'm a Biafran. He said, Biafran? Does Biafran still exist? And I said to him, don't say that again. If you say that again, I will slap you. So he drew back. The wife said, why did you say that? I said, no, don't repeat that. If you repeat that, I will slap you. And I mean it. I said, don't repeat. If you repeat, I will slap you. So, you know, drew back and say, well, we have been listening to Radio Biafra, but I assure you, when that time comes, we will kill you people the way we killed you people last time. I say, well, mind you that 1967 and 1970 and now is never the same.
Never.
So what I'm trying to, it's never the same, my brother. It's never the same. So with the way I was vibrating, coming very close to this guy. He knew something else. He started running away. I said to him, this is how you people run away whenever you light up a fuel. If the fuel coming very close, you run away. No, that is what is happening now to you. My Director, I still want you to play it. You are the commander. We love you. I still want, if this will be channeled by you, even if not that 34th now, 34th of this very ending of the year or whenever before the work again commence, so that people who don't have excuse, let the Biafrans march at the street. Let people witness. Let Biafra go ahead to evangelize more and more. I know something good will happen. I know the idiot, the bad luck, call himself president of the zoo is listening, but I want to bring this to his notice. He thought those people that is pushing him, go ahead, don't think about anything Biafra, or don't bring Biafra to your table or whatever. That man, as long as I'm concerned, that very thing that closes his eyes will soon open when that very Biafra will emerge, because I know Biafra is coming. I had a dream. I said this one certain time, if I'm not mistaken, April this year, that date was 11th. I said it to you, Director, I had a dream. And in that very day, I always have it in back of my mind that there's nothing that will bring joy to me if not Biafra. There's nothing that would bring happiness if not Biafra. I keep on saying it, and I know within me, anything in life that will ever make me to change mind, that will ever make me not to think about Biafra or not to tell people about him, you know, any day I change mind, instead of it, let me die. Let me never witness any good thing in my life. Director, I stand by you.
Thank you very much. I know you will. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Okay. My name is George Bewojo. I'm calling from Canada.
From Canada. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, George. Go ahead, I said.
Okay, Director, I wanna congratulate you. Thank God for your safety return to the UK.
Thank you.
I was listening to this morning broadcast, and a brother called, and he was talking about.
Hold on, George. The callers on the phone, stay where you are. There is a caller calling me with 0207 number, which is London. Stay where you are. Don't disengage. After George, I'll come to you. Please go ahead, George. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. I was asking.
Okay, there was a brother that called this morning. He was talking about going to capital of the Western powers like U.S., Canada, anywhere we can mobilize and protest. I think that one is a good idea. And another thing I want to say, if anybody come from Canada, because we want to start a family here, if anybody come from Canada, please, you can quickly give the person my number to call me, to contact me here in Canada.
Yes. Give us the number on air, please. And you know that Lucifer will call. Do you know that? Do you know that Satan will call you?
No. Okay. So,
do you know that Satan will call you? Can you handle it?
Yeah.
Can you handle it? If Satan were to call, can you handle it?
I will. That's nothing they will do me.
Give us your number live on the air, that everybody in Canada will be able to have your number and then call you. You must remain strong, because the devil is very, very powerful. I can tell you.
Yeah, for me, I know I'm a strong person, but you, if you think it's a good idea, it's not a problem for me.
I don't know how strong you are, because even stronger people than you have fallen. Do you know who Lucifer is?
I know, like, he's in times of trying to buy me over or whatever.
You don't understand, please. What I want you to do is, I think I have your number, so does our North America, South America, and Australia representative. He will know the best way to channel the numbers to you. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
Yes,
that's
we'll do
fine.
It, because
and
you,
I know that, you another thing I want to say.
Go ahead, yes.
Another thing I want to say about the $100 which I pledged. Because I was hearing somebody say, you were talking to somebody in Germany or America, because I want to pay my own tomorrow. So I just want to know, is it America?
It's in America. It is in the telephone number is in America. You call
this
number. If you want to,
I have the
number.
Account. I just want to make sure if it's in America.
It's USA. It's USA. It is in USA. It's in USA. Because
okay, I have the account already.
USA and Germany are the people we trust with our funds at the moment. The rest are not. I mean, some are trustworthy. London is very true. UK is very trustworthy. And a few other places are. But Germany and USA is key to us in what we're doing. Okay?
Okay, no problem. That's what I want to contribute tonight. I want to tomorrow pay the $100.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And continue the hard work that you're doing in Canada. One day our people will come out there. They are listening in secret, but they'll come out very, very soon. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You've been waiting for a very long time, and I do commend you for that. Give us
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Please go ahead.
One name, Madu.
Ndewo.
I hail you yourself down to the least member of our directorate.
Thank you.
Let me say one thing. I'm not going to talk much as you usually say. Those who have something to offer that will affect our defense, don't call and tell us what you have on the air. Call after the program and offer. One day, madam, are you listening to me?
I am listening to you.
Let them call you after the program and tell you what they can do for us. We are at the war front, we cannot let our enemy know our lines of attack or what we intend to do. As for those who also call you, giving their names, like the gentleman who called himself Valentine, I am tired of all these of Valentine. If he read Latin like I read, the word Valentine is valeo, to wish well. When we were born as Omu Chukwu, we were dedicated to Almighty Chukwu Abiyama with our names. I was dedicated with Diala, Yejiri Kamwa, Operan Jokorio. That is sweeter to me than calling my handsave Anthony. Let us, our people, tell us the name that we identified them to our village. That makes meaning. I'm not going to rebuke our sister Nene Anya, but I would wish you tell us whether the name is Anya Bunam or the name is Anya Bok or whatever. But Anya means just I, it doesn't mean anything. Let us go back to, I know it is too early for us to be fighting this religious war, but let us precisely say what we are. Now, coming to the enemies of Biafra, those who claim that they are leading the Igbo race, they are not leading. They were paid to come and make sure that Biafra, from rubbish or hanese to all nonsense, they are the enemies of Biafra. And like David, our great ancestor, said in the Psalm, I'm so asking to Chukwu Abiyama, may these enemies of Biafra, may their camping places be deserted and none found to dwell in it.
Yes,
may those who kill their mother inherit, give their father inherit their mother. Onye bunne kutakwana, inoma birela. Let them die before Biafra comes. That's all I wish. I will continue to pray that Biafra will come, and those who don't want Biafra to come, may they die before Biafra comes.
He said. That's what I
said. I will talk more when I meet those I meet. There are other things. Anybody who has useful information, please don't come and tell us on the air how you can kill Iwenya or Wankwo or Grocha, how many weapons you can match. Call privately. Let us meet you and know whether you are genuine.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Very sound advice. And I thank you. This is Radio Biafra. For some reason this evening, the congestion on our Skype lines are so much, it is untrue. The lines, they keep falling. And, you know, obviously, I don't know what to do. We need to increase exponentially how many lines we have available. And this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We must ask you to go and tell other people the same way that Valentine told our brother who just called now, Ike, in Ghana. And he has listened to us. He understands what we are doing. And he is full of admiration for the work we are doing. And he said, in whatever way I can help. And that is exactly what we like. You can call us on Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra and the figure 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. That is on Skype. On the telephone, we are on +44 78313 08376. We are also on +44 208 133 9976 as well. We are live. We are direct. The time now is very close to 19 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. That denotes that we are live to the entirety of humanity. And this is your radio station, Radio Biafra. I have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me. I can hear the Skype going. No, it is just going. I don't know. It's just, there is no sign on top of it. It's just ringing. Just like that. That is to tell you the level of congestion that we have within our system. Many people, millions of people are listening and trying to call us at the same time. It's too much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes.
Give good us evening. Your... Yes, good evening. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Director.
Yes.
My name is Peter Ugwebu.
Peter Ugwebu, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Cologne, Germany.
From Cologne in Germany. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Please, can you help and make a concrete agreement about a contesting in a White House on 31st of January? That's what I want. I need, because I like to do something in a concrete agreement.
I don't understand what you mean by you are in Germany. Are you traveling to America? Are you going to USA?
No.
So when you say concrete agreement, I don't understand what you mean.
I reside in Germany, yeah.
Yes, you reside in Germany. When you say make concrete arrangement, in relation to what? What do you want us to concretize?
In relation to contest in White House, in all capitals in the city.
Yes, not. It is too impromptu. 31st, we will not be able to mobilize enough people. Most of our people are also back home at this very point in time. When the time comes, we'll do that. The time hasn't come for that yet. It is something we need to fine-tune. We just don't do things because it is expedient to do it. It must have symbolism and it must carry weight. We are going to do that. To picket all the capitals will be fantastic. We are going to do that. But the date and time will be fixed. 31st is too impromptu. Way, way, way too impromptu. But we are going to do it very soon.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Another caller is on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Good Luck. I'm calling from Senegal.
What is the meaning of good luck? What is your real name? Ahanago Wogene, what is your name and your father's name?
Ahanamo Wogemjiga.
And what is your name?
Yeah, my name, I'm calling from Senegal.
I know. What is your name? He has gone. I don't know if it's the tie, if it's the network or if it's gone. I don't know what it is. From Senegal, your name is Good Luck. The same thing that was just said now by Diela, like you just can't come and say your name. You must have another name. What is that name? That's what I want to hear. Some people come and tell you, that is my Igbo name. That goes to show how foolish some of us are, to be honest. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, there is now something fundamentally wrong. Can you hear me? Hello. What is your name? What is your name? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. My name is Nkemjika Ajero.
That's better.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We are in Senegal. We are Biafrans in Senegal.
Are you part of the family? Do you attend Biafra meeting in Senegal? Are you part of the family in Senegal?
Yes. We are the head of the Biafra in Senegal. And we are so happy and we are supported in you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. May God bless you. May God bless you. Don't shake. No matter what, we hear your preaching yesterday. When we hear that Igbo people want to contribute money for Buhari.
They don't want. They have contributed money to Buhari. They cannot give $100 to IPOB to do the work of liberation. But they gave $56 million to Buhari. They have given him money.
That is so shameful. That is so shameful for Igbo people. I don't know why Igbo is treating like this. I don't know why Igbo people is doing like this, but...
Maybe we need to kill them. Maybe if you kill them, they contribute towards your campaign. Anything you're doing, you have to kill them first of all. They will support you. If you come to them with love and kindness, they will not support you. That is the way they are made. Buhari that came and killed them, took over with a flattened door with a completely... A military dictator that jailed Ojukwu, that put Ojukwu in detention. He is the person that Igbo people are giving money to. Just tell me what manner of man is that. He even detained Sam Mbakwe as well. The very finest governor in that part of the world. This is the man that Igbo people are giving money to. Please go ahead.
That one will never happen in Imo State. We are very shameful to Igbo people. We are killing ourselves. We don't know why. We are killing ourselves. If you go to foreign countries, you see as everywhere is demonstrating, but Nigeria is not a Nigeria. Biafra must go. So we are in your support and we are good in your support. I'll be trying to get you, reach you on Skype every time. But
today,
nothing happened. Today you have made it.
You have a lot of people try to call Radio Biafra. It is not easy. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yeah. And continue to support the family everywhere right around the world. People want to support what we are doing and we welcome them. For those of you joining us for the very first time, we are Radio Biafra. We are simulcasting on 3 separate platforms. We are on satellite. We are on FM, CHK 97.6 FM. We are also online on radiobiafra.co. We are the only indigenous broadcaster capable of simulcasting on all three platforms at the same time. If you call Radio Biafra, your voice will be heard on radio. In Biafra land, it will be heard on satellites all over Africa and the Middle East. And at the same time, online, which means all over the world. This is your radio station. We have somebody on Skype. If I pick your call, stay where you are. Don't disengage. Remain where you are. That line is very, very unstable. The one there. Let's go to this one. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Can
director, I can hear you loud and clear.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening once more.
Good evening.
I was the person that called initially, and my brother commented on the name I gave as Valentine. Yeah. I reasoned with him for what he just said. My real Igbo name is Ifeanyi Chukwu.
It is not your Igbo name. That is your name. Ifeanyi Chukwu is your name. Then your English name or Italian name or Catholic name or Anglican name or Winner's Chapel name is Valentine. Your name is Ifeanyi Chukwu. Do you know the meaning of Ifeanyi Chukwu?
Yeah.
Now, look at the meaning of Ifeanyi Chukwu and Valentine. Which one do you think is praising God more than the other?
Ifeanyi Chukwu.
Then why are you putting it in the background? Ifeanyi Chukwu is your name. It's a very beautiful name. That is what you have to answer. When I call you, you will say it is Ifeanyi Chukwu and not Valentine.
All right, director. There's another issue he raised, based on any person that have anything to contribute should call after the program. That is a nice point you have raised. But now, how do somebody call, as in got to know your number after the program, if not a situation like this, the program is going on?
Yes, I also did not. I should have defended you a lot more. I did not. I wanted him to finish because I don't like interrupting people. Sometimes the only way people can get through is this, because even after the program, a lot of people are calling as well, and I can't pick all the calls that come in. My secretary is not with me. Therefore, I will give the whole world my secretary's number. If you have anything at all you want to contribute towards this effort, you can be a bomb manufacturer. You can be somebody who works for NASA in the Jet Propulsion Department. You think you can help us deliver our ordnance via a missile. You think you can give us guns or bullets or ammunition. Anything you can give us. Please, 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 you need to contact this very number. Our numbers are here. You can contact the studio line as long as I'm here, or send a text message so we can call you back. The number is +44 78 313 08376. Anything at all you want to do, you can call us on that very number. But if you want to contact us, if you have anything private that you want to talk to us about, I will give you my secretary's number, please, that people may be able to call Obioma Ebere, who happens to be my secretary. My phone, the number is here. The number is +46. If you have anything to tell me and you have finding it difficult getting hold of me, this is the number to call, please. The number is +46 738 242 522. I repeat, 0046 738 242 522. That is the number to call. You will leave a message with my secretary, and that message will be relayed to me within 5 minutes of you contacting Obioma Ebere. Very, very important. If you want to reach me, it is +46 738 242 522.
Is what taking, director. Director, there is this thing I want you to look more into about this struggle you are in. You know, in any country that have ever gotten their freedom so far, they invest so much on human resources, the intellect. And the China, the Japan, everybody is talking about now, they invested in human brain. And I think in this our struggle, we need more idea. We need to invest more in ideas this time around. Because if you check all these countries, Americans and the rest of them, at times If you are watching films, you see how Americans have gotten certain things, you know, the technology behind what they are doing. Nobody can underestimate it. Now, from that angle, I think a situation like this, when somebody can contribute in terms of technology, I think an urgent and keen attention should be given to such an idea to know if the person have what it takes to push the struggle forward, or if it can help in any form to make this struggle a successful one. Because, you know, most of these things we are talking about, this time around, if you want to send any missile anywhere, you don't even need to be there. All you need to be...
Don't worry. Let us not go into the minutiae of what you have just said. As I said, have you sent me the number I asked you for?
I sent, but you've not responded.
No, I can't, because I'm live on the air. It's okay. Just me in the studio, so I can't respond to you right now. Once I finish, I will respond to you, and you must remain truthful and resolute. That is what is key to us. Thank you very much for that, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra once again. I used to have a caller on Radio Biafra 1. Are you still there? A caller on Skype? No, they are no longer there. We will then return to Radio Biafra. The caller on Radio Biafra on Skype line, can you hear me? The caller on Radio Biafra on Skype, can you hear me? You are on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? He's not saying anything. No, this other one keeps coming and going. We have somebody who is on Skype, but they are not saying anything. Anytime they are willing to say something, they are more than welcome to do so. No, the line is not holding because of too many calls coming in. The traffic is too much. We welcome that. We prefer to have too many traffic and people trying to contact us. Once again, if you want to assist us in any way, shape, or form in what we are doing, what we are all doing for ourselves, there is a number you need to call. We need 1,000 people in the USA. That's in America, the whole of America. We need 1,000 people in Europe and 1,000 in Africa. The number to call, once again, if you wish to participate in that very effort, is +1 301 455 0460. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, director?
I am talking to you. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay. My name is William Sonny Nwafo. I am from Orumba South Local Government, Anambra State.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Italy.
From where in Italy are you? Are you part of the family in Italy? In Brescia. Do we have a family meeting in Brescia? I don't think so. I don't think
I'm really, really part of you.
Oh, wonderful. Go ahead.
In fact, director, I am very, very happy. Yes, I can hear you, director.
Go ahead. Don't listen to your system. Listen to my voice over the phone. Don't listen to your system. I can hear you. Talk to me over Skype, not your system. Talk to me over Skype. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from...
I know. From you are listening to your listening device. There is a delay. Listen to my voice as I'm talking to you, not your system. Listen to my voice, not your system.
Okay. Right. But director, I'm very, very happy for the wonderful job you are doing for this particular Biafra issue. My contribution is this.
Continue. Don't stop saying what you're saying. Go ahead and say it. You're stopping to listen to your own voice again. It doesn't sound very well.
Yes. I can hear you very clear. Yeah. In fact, I'm very, very happy for the wonderful job you are doing. Andy.
Thank you. He's not listening, is he? That is why we lost the war. People don't listen to instructions. Do not listen to your... Oh, my goodness me. If your listening device is on, it won't allow you to concentrate. That is why I said to people, focus and discipline is key. Only when you are focused and disciplined will you be able to follow simple advice, will you be able to follow simple instruction. We are live and we are direct. By way of recap, we must bring you some of our news headlines, some of our signature ones this evening. our signature headline this very evening is the fact that the British, and I also thank Ike Ikechukwu that sent me a picture all the way from the United Arab Emirates. That picture will be published as soon as possible about the British people meeting our WhatsApp people. They always meet them. The picture you sent to me wasn't the one I had in mind, actually. That's another one. But the one you have just sent is also part of it as well. The British people all the time, up to prime ministerial level, they keep meeting with the Sultan of Sokoto. They keep meeting with our WhatsApp Fulani people because they are trying to reinforce their Islamic nature. They are trying to reinforce their belief in the supremacy of Islam. When our mothers are busy attending synod, my parents are busy attending synod, tying the wrapper of, my dad, of course, my mom, tying the wrapper of Mary Sumner in the Anglican Church, which is where we were raised, some of us. But the same Anglican people that we are following Islam. we are following them as Anglican, and they themselves are following Islam. Very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you once again, regardless of the continent that you're in. And I did say that I will have to recap our presentation this evening, the news that we're bringing to your attention. This very news is astonishing. What Winston Churchill got up to before he became the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And he went on to be, he's a very great man. He is the greatest of them all in this country, according to a popular poll. Therefore, what is this man doing? Dallying with Islam. What is happening? I do not know. I have given out many numbers this evening. People are reminding me. I gave you the number of my secretary, Obiomebere, who happens to be in Sweden. I also gave a number in the United States of America, in the USA, for anybody. 1,000 people only from North America. 1,000 people in Europe. 1,000 people in Africa. It is $100. That is what you need to contribute. Once we get it, we commence our work, and our work is ceaseless. We march forward and never backwards. There is no way we can retreat nor surrender. We have come to get Biafra. Either we get it or we die getting Biafra. This is the news. He was a staunch protector of British Empire, but the British Prime Minister had a love of Islam. This is according to the Independent reporting in the UK, that even somebody as high up, an establishment person as strong as Winston Churchill, was wearing Arab clothes. He wanted to convert to Islam, but the family stopped him from converting to Islam, or they said so. We don't know what went on behind closed doors, and we don't intend to speculate. The family of Sir Winston Churchill urged him to fight against the desire to convert to Islam. I hope people are listening. I hope you are listening. The reason why we are touching upon this very news is to draw your attention closer to what is happening today in the zoo. Sometimes you wonder, why is it that predominantly every Biafran is a Christian? Why is it that the Christian countries of Europe want to see all of us die? Why don't they ever come to our rescue? What is wrong? There is the answer. They believe in Islam more than they believe in the same Christianity that they brought to you. It's very clear for all to see. The family of Sir Winston Churchill urged him to fight against the desire to convert to Islam, a newly discovered letter has revealed. The Prime Minister who led Britain to victory in the Second World War was apparently so taken with Islam. He was so much in love with Islam and the culture of the East that his family wrote to try and persuade him not to become a Muslim. The whole Churchill, they were begging him not to become a Muslim. In a letter dated August 1907, Churchill's soon-to-be sister-in-law, his future sister-in-law, wrote to him, "Please don't become converted to Islam." They are begging him now. "Please don't become converted to Islam. I have noticed in your disposition a tendency to orientalize, Pasha-like tendencies. I really have noticed this in you. If you come into contact with Islam, your conversion might be effected with greater ease than you might have supposed." This is Old English, which means if you come into contact with Islam, your rate of conversion will be even more quicker than you anticipated. the call of the blood, don't you know what I mean? Do fight against it. Fight your instinct to Islamize. Do not become a Muslim. The family is pleading with Churchill. The letter was discovered by a history research fellow. A research fellow, these are learned people at Cambridge University. His name is Warren Doctor, who was written, this letter was written by Lady Gwendolyn Betty, who married Churchill's brother, Jack. Churchill never seriously, this is according to the professor, but now it is way, way, way too late. We know that that is why they have the love for Islam. They always follow Islam. They always want Islam to be at the head of everything they are doing. That is the way of the British. That is why immediately after this very broadcast, I will publish this very letter, not a letter. I'll publish this very article, not the letter. I will look for the letter as well in full and see if they have circulated it so that I can make that available. I will substantiate it with a picture of Tony Blair and the Sultan of Sokoto. And then you will tell me if the primate of the zoo, as they call them, the leader of the Anglican Church or that of the Catholic Church from Biafraland, if they have ever met the British Prime Minister. But our WhatsApp people are meeting them on a daily basis. That is the reason why. Do you know that they can never send a Biafran to the court of St. James? Do you know that the British government do not want an Igbo person as a high commissioner coming to England? Do you know that? No, you don't know. Now you know. They said they don't want us here. The British, they don't want an Igbo person to be sent as an ambassador down here. Why? Because we did not give them oil. Because Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwujukwu, His Excellency, refused to give oil to Shell and to BP. Since that day, they blacklisted Biafra and they said, we don't want to see them here. The highest you can get here is an acting high commissioner. Never, ever the real stuff. And to compound this very problem, the zoo have then decided in their own way of doing things to make sure that no Biafran can ever be the ambassador to United Nations, the ambassador to USA, ambassador to any of the five permanent members with the exception of China, where there was an interim a short while and then the man speedily left as well. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, I did announce the other time and I will continue to announce it. Please, 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 that this number is important. If you want to call it, you must call it as quickly as possible. 1,000 people in the USA. If you have done it, also tell your friends as well. Plus 1-301-455-0460. There is a caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Excuse me.
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, remain blessed.
Thank you.
Good evening to Biafrans, friends of Biafran, and welcome to our broadcast this evening, remain tuned. My name is Nenaya Anya. I'm from Achara Ihe Chiowa in Arochukwu. The reason why I call is somebody came on air and said that our sister Nenaya Anya should tell us what the Anya means. I mean, she asked either Anya Gulam or Anya whatever. Well, that's my name and it remains my name.
Is it Anya? Is it Anya anything or is it just is it Anya? Which
it's
is
just Anya. 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 That's all.
Anya Jianhozo, because you're from here.
Yes, Anya Jianhozo, that's it. That's it. So I don't think he has no right to come and baptize my name again to give me another name. That's my name. So an instrument like that.
Okay.
Director, the reason why I call is there's a sister that called. She says she wants to be connected to our family in Essex. So I say I will call on air. Maybe there's somebody there who can call to give a number. You know, she wants to be part of the family there.
Part of the family in Essex. Yes, I think that the best thing for us to do will be to give out the telephone number of our London coordinator, who is Festus Anekwe. Our London coordinator will be able to. I know people came out from Kent. I don't know for Essex if we have a family meeting now going on in Essex, but that would be a very good thing to do. I will make sure that Festus Anekwe is in, of course, in touch with this very lady. Yes, I'll announce his number very shortly, and I'm sure that she's listening and she'll be able to get his number. Thank you very much for the clarification. I know that your own Anya is very, very straightforward. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's just Anya, Anya Jahonzo, because she's from EHOWA. She is the eye of the people of the light. That's what it means. I hope that is very, very clear now. If people listen and anytime you say something about them, they come on the phone immediately to try and clarify that. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, you have joined us from, we must welcome you. I was just recapping the news this very evening, as I have been asked to do, that sometimes when you take calls, also try and recap. You must recap the news I have been told, and that is precisely what I am doing. We are also reporting not just about the Islamization or the sentiments or the love of Islam that, you know, prevails in the British establishment. We are also reporting today that 20 out of 27 local government area in Borno State is now under the control of Boko Haram. What I find very, very interesting about this news is this, is that the people who are being displaced out of 20 local government areas is only 2 million people, according to official figures released by the deputy governor of that very state. Now, before, Borno State, we are told, is more in population than Imo and Abia put together. So how come all of a sudden, having been in control of over half of the territory, Boko Haram have only managed to displace only 2 million people? That goes to show that the census figures is wrong. That is why, one thing about lies, you can lie, but you always be exposed. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, director.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm Claude Eke. I'm from Onelga, and I listen to Radio Biafra. Director, there is something I just read this evening.
Go ahead. What is it? Tell us.
Yeah, I saw this Ogoni declaration of their new president.
Yes, of course, yes.
Yeah, and really, having been all the time in Port Harcourt and knowing the...
But sorry, where do you come from? You said Onelga, is that correct? Where is that?
Yeah, Onelga is in River State.
Okay, okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, having lived in Port Harcourt and also having knowledge of these Ogoni problems, I think they have gone a long way in a fight for their own rights, and they have done it in their own way anyway. But I have a sympathy with Biafra, because I was born in Onitsha, my mother having been from Onitsha too. So, what I'm saying is this, is there any way that we can learn or we can imbibe the strategy or whatever means whereby they have gone to this extent? Because I used to follow up from a friend who stays in Bori of their activities.
Yes.
That's my contributions, director.
Yes, stay where you are. There is, of course, we can learn so much from each other. The Ogoni people, the agitation was not very peaceful initially, and then it became peaceful, and we commend them for the strategy they've adopted. There is a saying where we come from, if they feel that the path they have chosen will give them total liberation, that is fantastic. All well and good. But for us, it is far more than that. For us, it is liberation. And I know for certain, are you listening to me? Are you there?
I'm with you, director.
Now, we know for certain that Ogoni can do that and get away with it, because they don't see Ogoni as a threat. Where the threat lies is in the heartland of Igbo land. That is where they are concentrated on. The same thing that happened at Ogoni, if the same thing were to happen today in Owerri, that would be bloodbath. I'm sure you are aware of that. So I am not trying to demean what they have done. I welcome it. But I also want Ogoni to be part of Biafra land, because we are the same people, and I can prove it to anybody that Ogoni people are Igbo people. I can prove it. I don't say what I don't know. I will prove it that Ogoni is Biafra land. Because initially, when they drew up the map of Ogoni, Obibo was included. Obibo was included. And if you look at the name of this president, of the, I can say, their new president, the president of Ogoni land, his name is Diibo. Diibo. The same way we had Diala that called before. Diibo is his name.
Yeah.
And he wants to be in a separate, in a different country. And we say that is not viable. It is not viable in the sense that there is something called economies of scale. We are one people. If they we are Muslims, they are Lakoba, we can say you can go your own separate way. But we are the same people. We eat the same type of food. Everything is one. They are Igbo people. They migrated from Igbo land to go to where they are today. Therefore, I welcome what they have done because it will heighten the international awareness or exposure to the issues affecting Ogoni people, which is the same issues affecting Biafra as a whole. And it will also bring to the attention of an ordinary Ogoni person, the same thing that Ojukwu was fighting for, which they were against. Ojukwu fought for the same thing they are fighting for today. What is the difference from what they have done yesterday and from what Ojukwu did? But they were against Ojukwu. Ogoni people were instrumental in the stealing of Igbo property, or so-called their brothers' properties in Igbo and Port Harcourt. So after all of that, that is why truth is important in life. After everything, after all the lies of David Mack, after all the deception or deceptions of Ken Seruwiwa, the truth today is that Ogoni people want to be free. Free from what? Is it not the same thing that Ken Seruwiwa was saying, don't be free from? Ken Seruwiwa went and brought in Awasa people and Yoruba people to come and destroy and kill Biafra land. Today, his people are asking for freedom. The thing Ogoni people should have said, or what Diibo should have said in his speech, is that, first of all, we respect and acknowledge the right of Biafra to exist. It was a mistake. The same thing I said Dr. Bodi did is what he should have done. He should have said, we made a mistake by siding Nigeria. That is the first thing he should have said. And then the spirit of the land would have been with him. But I welcome what they are doing. I am not saying that anybody should be a part of Biafra if they don't want to be, because we are not going to embark on any war of conquest. We've never conquered anybody before. We're not going to conquer people now. What we are saying is that Ogoni is better off in Biafra land than outside Biafra land. But if they choose to be outside, that's entirely their business, and we welcome them all the same. I congratulate them on what they have done. But we cannot follow their path. Our path is slightly different, because we cannot do the same thing and get away with it. What we are going to do is to fight. We will fight and we will win, and Biafra will be free, including Ogoni land. After all, Cyprian Ekwensi, after all, Ken Seruwiwa, they attended Government College Omuahia on scholarship.
Yeah. Okay, Director.
Yes.
I appreciate your open mindedness, and also I also appreciate Biafrans all over the world. There is nothing, there is no no hold bar between River State or Igbos or whatever. All those are man-made thoughts or so.
Boundaries and names. Somebody will get up and say, I am from Port Harcourt. I am presently in England. I cannot come and change the name of an English town and call it Obibo, for instance. Why should white people come to our place and name Igbocha Port Harcourt? Everybody, I'm from Port Harcourt. I am from Port Harcourt. People don't, there is no shame, there is no honor, there is no decorum. People just open their mouth and whatever rubbish comes out, they answer. If somebody comes today and say, oh, from today your names are idiot, they will answer idiot. If a white man comes today and say, you, your name from today is idiot, the Republic of Idiots, they will answer idiot.
Director, my contribution is because having studied even Igbo language in my early school days up to, making Igbo as one of the credits in my WAEC then, I see myself as, as one head number, if I can come down to the dialect, you know. And we cannot differentiate ourselves from whatever that we bring good future for not only ourselves but our children and future unborn, you know. So that's why I also urge my brothers in diaspora and those down there to please let us work together, because I can see that there are things coming up and there are things going to change. And I appreciate the effort, and I also thank Biafrans all over the world for their own contribution, Director.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. You know where you come from, which is a very big relief for us. Very, very big for somebody to come from Uguachan to say, I belong, not just because of your mom, but you truly belong. I have a caller on Skype. Stay where you are. There's another one on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Your line is a bit digital. Can you call us back? Can you hear me? Oh, the line is not going through. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a caller. No, they have gone as well. Our lines, are they attacking our lines? I don't know. I think they may be, actually, because it's quite unusual. I am in the United Kingdom. There is no way our lines cannot or should not be clear. Let us try once again. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. This is Uchelma Iwebu.
Yes, my dear sister. Thank you very much. I welcome you to the program. Thank you very much for calling. And go ahead.
Thank you. I'm from Isiala Oboro, in Umwa here.
Thank you.
In Biafra land. And I'm calling from London.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm calling with the respect of our sister from Germany. Sister
Nenna,
Nenna Anya. Yes. She mentioned about a sister that wants to get in touch with somebody in Essex.
Yes.
And I actually live in Essex.
Wonderful.
And I am the assistant PR of London branch of IPOB. So I appreciate if I can give my number.
Of course you can. But you know that the devil will call you. You know that very well.
I know that.
I'm telling you now, they will call. But please go ahead and give your number. Go ahead.
Okay, my number is 07450.
07450, yes.
97.
97.
5995.
5995. I repeat, 07450975995. This is the number of our PRO who happens to live in Essex. And our sister, if you are listening, which I hope you are, endeavor to contact her immediately. She is very strong and exceptionally formidable as well. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Of course I will. Unrelenting, unremitting. We are relentless. We are focused. Our zeal is incomparable. The love we have for our country can never be quantified. We are diehard Biafrans. We are hardcore. We have come to free Biafra or we die in the process. Simple as that. And I'm going to name again. A life where the only option that is facing you is to either do security work, even when you are in a reasonable position. When you go to work, sometimes they ask you, what are you doing here? Why can't you go to your country if you're that intelligent? Go and build your country if you are smart. Don't come here and tell us not to discriminate. I have been told that many times in the past. And we are here to make everything that has gone wrong right. I thank each and every one of you this evening for having listened to us. We are back again tomorrow morning. I hope UCHMFO will anchor. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ongoing. It is not everything that we tell you. Not everything. Because we don't want to let our enemies know our strategy and our plans. But one thing is certain. Biafra is coming. With your help, it will come. And to offer that very help, please, we ask you to call this. If you have not called, this is the number to call. +1 301 455 0460. You call this number. If you have already called and made your contribution, tell your friends to do the same. That is how we get to the 1,000 people we need in each of the continents that we were talking about. Even people from Africa, they are saying, give us a number. We said to them, no, call America. We will tell you what to do. We will tell you what to do. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you, gentlemen, for having listened today. We are back again tomorrow morning. Therefore, this gospel we have preached, this word of God we have disseminated, we do so in the absolute knowledge, very convincing, that Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. This same God will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, something that is more important than life itself is Biafra, which is God's kingdom on earth. Therefore, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you all very much for listening, and keep spreading the gospel and keep supporting us in all that you do. From me here in London, it is simply good evening.
We shall always reach.